Blog Talk Radio. Louis V, even market Gucci bees, Marciano luxury, Louis Vuitton and Tiffany's. Code.
Mike Key.
hold it, hold it. Push them up, push them up. 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 Hold it, hold it.
I'm The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there. Legendary runway ruler, Father Warren Milan presents Frostbitten, Sunday, December 15th in downtown Miami. Grand prize, open to all European runway for $1,000. The Bloody Walk. Come tastefully done, vamped out with a devastating walk, bringing complete pandemonium to the runway. Don't forget an over intro. Mini Grand number one, Twisters versus Sisters. $150 plus a $10 pot. Twilight. Team Edward for the Twisters versus Team Jacob for the Sisters. Mini Grand number two, Butch Queen Realness. $150 from Daybreakers to Nightwalkers. Part one, we want to see you come out as a boy or a man. Part two, bring back that sophisticated lady of the night. Mini grand number three, open to all identity theft for $100. The Craft, bring to life one of your favorite ballroom personalities. Mini grand number four, open to all lip sync performance for $100. Bringing down the house, showcasing your gospel of choice. Again, that's the Frostbitten Ball presented by Father Warren Milan, downtown Miami, Florida on Sunday, December 15th. Your commentator, JP Milan. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS will begin promptly at 12 midnight. $25 before 11, $30 after. For more information, contact Warren Milan on Facebook or visit the event page, Sunday, December 15th, the Frostbitten Ball.
Every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go down live.
You're supposed to vibe like a lady. Let me show you.
Cut.
Pussy.
Mate,
you're supposed to vibe like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and those that are just not sure. How are you? Can everyone hear me, chat room, before I go any further? Can you hear me in the chat room, Blog Talk? Let me know. In my little inner circle group, if you can hear me, let me know. Someone let me know if you can hear me, because last night we had technical difficulties, and I don't want that again tonight. If you don't know by now who I am, let me reintroduce myself. I am the overall princess of the House of Bridge, and my name is Jason. In a minute, I will be bringing on the overall prince, J-Rock, with his big head self, and the remainder of the cast. Mother, happy Thanksgiving, wherever you are. We miss you. We love you. Come home. J-Rock beats me when you're not around. Hello, little brother. J-Rock. Okay, are we doing this again?
I'll be back. I will be back right quick.
Thank you. Okay, we already have callers with their hands up, so let me take a few of these calls and see who they are. 917-693, how are you? Hello? Okay, and I'm going to put you back on hold. If you don't have anything to say, please press 1 and take your hand down. 202-450.
Can I read your little brother real quick, man? And can I read the cast real quick? Because, man, Jason, you can do this by yourself. You don't even need the Tea Party, because the Tea Party ain't showing up on these shows, and they should be showing up. I'm sorry for reading, no shade. But these niggas need to show up, fuckers.
Well, it is still a holiday season, and people are still full on bird and getting their butt.
Motherfucking careers. Hang up the phone, bitch. I can hear.
You can hear. You can hear J-Rock, but you telling people to
shut
hold
up.
On, and you know it's a show going on. Come on now. This trash talk,
it is called Trash Talk Tuesday for
Tuesday.
A reason, and we're already out the gate with Bishop and his trash talk. But since we're going to start it off and we're getting out that gate, what the hell is going on in the Gulf Coast? I mean, whole chapters of houses shutting down and people getting red. I mean, what is really the tea? And I hear you girls are really upset because y'all got kicked out of a room. So tonight is Trash Talk Tuesday. Call in, talk about it, vent about it, do whatever the fuck you want about it, because I'm sick of you bitches crying. So what the fuck is up?
And, Jason, that's why I said I'll be back, because I have to lock up the office and everything. I'm shutting down right quick.
J-Rock, you do not have to explain yourself. Mute yourself. When you come back, just unmute yourself. So, Bishop, since you're there, how was your dry bird?
Oh, well, today I got a laptop, and I got the Xbox One. It was a special gift from my uncle that came down here from Biloxi, Mississippi. And, you know, I'm overwhelmed right now because, shit, I really needed a laptop. So I got me a laptop, and then on top of that, I got me the X1. So, you know. But it's Trash Talking Tuesday, and what you were saying about the Gulf Coast, you know them Gulf Coast folks, retarded, they slow as shit, they slow about everything, they slow about locking up. You know how they are.
Now, Bishop, that's my little brother, so I'm not going to let you go but so far, because the first question the Gulf Coast going to have for you is, what was the last ball you walked?
Well, being
and then, and then the next question is going to be, how many trophies do you have?
Well, being it so, I don't walk balls from Texas because Texas, first of all, the ballroom seems so fucked up right now in the Gulf Coast. They don't show face. Only 25 people show face. That ain't competition, J-Rock, for your little juvenile ass.
I think it's a little, I think you lusted for my brava.
Ain't nobody lusting for cuz.
I think you lusted for Jay. I think now that you've officially come out, I think you lusted for the Butch Queens. I think you like the Butch Queens now. I think you over your tranny stage, and now you want to mess with the Butch Queens. But you can't have my brava.
Oh, my God, man. Wow.
Since you're a retired tranny chaser, now you want to chase the Butch Queens. You can't have my brother. He's a top bitch.
I don't want to chase nobody, man. I'm serious. Well, what I mean, I heard part of the show last night, and I want to ask J-Rock, I mean, it's opportunity, room and opportunity. He didn't have no type of real legend that was going up against him. So that's why he had his gift of gas, but he still got chopped. I mean, what I'm saying is, I mean, you in the Gulf Coast, you don't have no competition down there, brother. It's competition on the east and the east, south, and west. Some competition in the south, you slow motherfuckers. But honestly, you don't have no competition. It was only 25 people there. What type of legends was really there? That's the key.
Oh, he is going to let you have it.
You can let me have it all he want, juvenile looking ass. Nigga probably went to work looking like juvenile today.
Well, he can't help what he look like.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We have another caller. Stay right there, Bishop. 202-907.
Jason, why are you being shady today, Jason?
Who am I talking to?
Don't worry about that or whatever. Why are you being shady today, Jason?
Well, first of all, you know my name. And that's scary because I don't know who you are. And shade is a part of my lifestyle. I'm a homosexual. So can you explain to me why I'm being shady today?
I mean, why all the cats not on the air?
Well, Shamika hasn't called in, and what other cast member is missing?
There you go, being shady.
I'm asking a question. So how am I being shady? Huh?
You act like Shamika the only person that's in the case. It's other people that ain't on here.
Oh, well, those other people need to recognize who they are, and they need to speak up. And if they say that they're not in the cast, then what am I supposed to do? I only go by what comes down to on my switchboard. So I don't know. I'm not being shady. I'm just doing a job like anybody else would do a job. So
sure?
I'm assuming, is this Calvin?
This ain't no Calvin.
Who is this?
I mean, don't worry about all that, but you sure you're not being shady?
Well, okay, well, caller, since you don't want to tell me who
he's shot, he's shot.
Thank you,
Bishop. Girl, you're shot.
Go lay down.
Hey, Calvin.
Hi, Jason. That wasn't me.
I know it wasn't you. I was coming to you. How are you?
What's up, Steve?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am well. Sit right there. 601-651. You're on the air.
What's the business?
This a business?
What's going on?
What's going on with you? How are you?
I'm chilling, playing Injustice, wondering what was going on the show, and who was all them people talking, and what is Bishop talking about?
I'm assuming this is Justin.
Of course.
Let me guess, you from the Gulf?
And if I am from the Gulf,
you
what? Shot. Just like your hoe is shot. This is not get cute.
My whole shot. What hole you
Bishop,
talking about,
I don't think you won, Bishop, I don't think you won it with Justin. I've never
just
seen Justin go off, but I don't think you won it with Justin. But I think he'll dance with you if you want to dance.
I'm dancing with the Gulf Coast. It's nice in the Gulf Coast, but when y'all gonna get y'all shit together?
I mean, he can come to the Gulf Coast. We have wonderful trainings down here, and they got meat down. You know what I'm saying? They can destroy what's left of his hole some more.
I'm retired.
You ain't retired if you in every training group. How you retired?
Well, Justin,
I quote, and I do quote, I'm in no more training groups. The only training group I'm in is this group, the official ballroom scene, along with every trainee that's in all them trainee groups. That's the only group I'm in, man. Trainee.
Mm-hmm.
Your pussy
mm-hmm.
wet.
Mm. Oh, did you just ask him was his pussy wet?
I know. What's J-Rock and them at?
J-Rock is locking up. Shamika is missing in action, but she says she'll be here shortly, and it's just me, and it's our, and we have Bishop, our resident, Pat, sitting with us.
Shut up. Oh, man.
So, I mean, girls, boys, queens, whatever y'all want to call yourself, you all have been going off for the last day and a half. But not one of you girls has pressed one yet. What's the tea?
You know, they're trying to boycott.
Well,
boycott
them boycotting, they're boycotting the wrong thing. They're boycotting the wrong people. I live for the fake profiles because behind every fake profile is a real person.
Right.
So what's
let's
going, I mean, what is it?
Since we talking trash, let's
right.
talk about.
So, I mean, I will say this. I don't like it when the profiles, and it's not many, want to attack babies and family members and stuff like that. But it is what it is. Law of the jungle is if they was out in the street, straight people go for whatever. So, and it is what it is. But the girls need to do what they need to do because last night I was told, or I was read severely in the room by some undesirable people, dog-faced bitches, that I was boring, that the show was boring. Well, guess what? If it was boring, it was boring for two reasons. One, you weren't pressing one. And two, I'm here, but I'm not here to entertain you by myself. It's a two-man job. Y'all act like lazy bottoms that just want to lay there and just get fucked like Bishop over and over and over and over and over. And speaking of getting fucked over and over and over and over, what do you girls really think about that boring-ass sex tape?
It was boring as shit.
Oh, you talking about Milan Christopher?
Yeah,
the
your
one
man crush. Because you have a man crush on him, too.
Hey, hold on. Can I say something? Jason? It's beginning to piss me the hell off how people, they strive to be so famous. And the thing is, they'll do anything and everything to be famous if it's ended up doing some type of Illuminati shit like signing yourself or selling yourself to the devil or signing a contract with the devil. Now, being as though Milan Christopher is a ex-porno star, you know, okay, he's, I guess, what we call a male Little Kim, new male Little Kim. But this is my thing. You sign yourself to the devil, and You still not getting nowhere with this album. Where is this album? I ain't heard another. I supposed to hear another track. And no shame, I fuck with you. Like I told you on the other show, I fucks with you. I like what you're doing. Keep on doing what you're doing. But it seemed to me, man, it's not coming up, and it's not amounting to nothing, man. It's just not matching up. I mean, you do porn one minute, the next minute you trying to sing in a robotic or computerized voice. I mean, you know, my thing is, I mean, these things are going to be pointed at you if you get famous. And the thing is, I know a lot of these producers and managers are sick and tired of people doing things just so they can be recognized, just so they can, you know, follow their dreams. Why don't you just follow your dreams and sing? Sing like you've been doing, but you need this leeway to, I guess, basically become out there. You're out there on YouTube. You're out there everywhere. But the thing is, when your next track?
Child, don't nobody want to see him in the bathtub with milk no more. Stop it.
I ain't seen a music video except for a porno from him.
Well, your man crushes
Betsy. I thought he did have a music video.
Mm-hmm.
It was a porn.
Or was it Jay Blonick? No, that was Jay Blonick. Never mind.
That was Jay Blonick. But, so do you all think that he's using that so that he thinks he's going to be the next Kim Kardashian? Whatever the hell.
He's had several videos. He's had at least two videos out. He's been doing shit. So you can't knock that man in his hustle.
Yeah, no. And that's what I was saying. I'm not knocking his hustle. I'm not knocking his hustle at all, but I'm saying if you're going to apply yourself, then, I mean, if you're going to apply yourself, why the hell are you, I mean, you still giving this boastful thing like, yeah, I made porn, yeah, I did this, yeah, I did that. But the thing is, you're going to be representing a whole community, not just gay people, but children also that listen to your album.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do porn, at least make it interesting. There was no noises. There was no nothing. It was just like Jason said earlier, bottom sitting there taking dick.
It was shot like his track. I heard that shit. His own family relative, Berry Gordy, wouldn't even promote him.
Well, okay, what we're going to do right there is we're not going to do that because you can't be related to somebody we're just not.
That didn't even acknowledge your existence.
We're just not. I brought it up, and we're not going to spend the whole night talking about that man. I know that that's your man crush, and you love him, and you got Malone Christopher posters all up in your bed.
I got Jesus posters in my bed.
He still got $75.99 stuck Queen Seminar. He's charging the girls. Ooh, Tito, I swear one of these days you need to call into the show, oxygen tank and all. So, while we talked about that garbage, so, is J-Rock, are you back? Are you here yet, J-Rock?
He's still locking up.
He's still locking his cooch.
Oh, I didn't know you guys know, but Britney Spears' new album dropped today.
Woo-hoo! Britney Spears? I have not been a Britney Spears fan.
Since Toxic.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, I just try to, when new stuff comes out, I try to stay on it and see what it sounds like. But it sounds more like the same album, so, from last time, so.
Yeah.
I do know that when I go to Vegas, I want to go to her show. Shamika, you're on the air, finally.
I want to address that picture, y'all.
Which picture?
the picture of that they just put up on the guy with the landmark security event staffing or something like that with the jacket.
Oh, the dude with the thong
guy
on.
I work for them for the Saints game. It's event staffing. We unarmed security. I just, like, check bag size, stuff like that. Because the NFL have a new policy this year since the Boston bombing saying that you have to bring a certain size bag, and if it's bigger than cut size, 6x5, you will need a clear size bag, you know. So most likely he's just one of the people that whines or something like that because that's, you know, I work for them. But I don't think it was here because I don't recognize him. But I am going to work 30 minutes early to pass the picture around just to see in case. As he works for me because they schedule 300 of us every game. And I've not seen over at least 200 myself. But just to get a little clarity, and I will pass it around to some of the managers to see who this bitch is. Because, ma'am. Like, how you forget you wearing a thong and just start scratching your back and lift up the jacket and the shirt? Like, what the fuck?
Okay, we have two private callers. Let me go to the first one. Private caller, you're on the air.
Oh, so you called us there.
Okay.
Oh, he trying to say the show born?
That's fine.
Fuck him.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. Let's make it hot and talk about how Maya and Vicky Gotti are playing with the same pole.
Oh, shit.
Did y'all see the picture of them feet?
And what pole would they be playing with?
Yeah, what pole is specific?
How you going to dish half the tea?
Right.
I know, correct.
What's your name? Hold on. What's your name, Carla? What's your name?
Carla left.
Well,
that's Bishop.
Yeah. What's up, baby?
Oh, you know, you had to come on here to be the first one to talk about the Malone porn tea, huh? Love you.
No. I fuck with her, man. It's just that everything ain't rounding up with me. Like I said, everything's not rounding up. I'ma leave it at that. Nothing's not rounding up with me.
Oh, shut up. If that was his ass sound like a fucking wet bat cave, then it is what it is. his ass sound like a leaky tunnel.
Oof.
That's all
I had to ask somebody, was that a waterbed?
I'm a superstar.
A waterbed, Jake. A waterbed, bitch. You wrong for that.
Yes, because I was just like, what is that sound? Is that a water? I was like, are they on a waterbed?
When Milan appears on American Horror Story or True Blood or Walking Dead, then I'm gonna give him his credit due.
Who is Marquise? Who was J-Rock? Who is Marquise Wally, the one who made, like, he trying to be like Ephraim? Like, I didn't accept the Ephraim throughout this year or whatever. That he paid it. Like, you know, sometimes he has good little stories, and sometimes he just, like, you know, he just so late. You know, he's not, but he getting up there. You know, I like Ephraim now. But Marquise Wally is trying to be another Ephraim because he made some type of thing about Milan saying the greatest gay rapper.
I stopped clicking on his post.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Where do you come from? What the greatest? I mean, how can you be called the greatest when there are none that are, you know, out and really, you know?
I mean, out of all the gay artists, like, well, the gay artists of this, what's the name? I guess Milan is the most prevalent, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Who, you know?
And he's prevalent to you?
With all the gay black male artists, music-wise, do people even, I don't know, you know.
What people, that's what I'm saying, what people know him, but Marquise Wiley, who else?
Listen, that nigga better show up at awards, music awards junk, and say he 2 Chainz. That's how 2 Chainz, that's how he got noticed. That's how he got noticed.
Well, he's been a seat filler, so he's been at the Soul Train Awards.
Right. Anybody could be a seat filler, though. You just go. You get dressed. As long as you dress appropriately, they put you on, whatever they want to teach you. I know y'all see, when they pass their camera around, you know they only put the first few rows, and after that you see all of them not fucking clapping and shit with too much makeup on and shit. You know you see that shit. Especially Soul Train Rock, especially Black Girls Rock. I felt bad for Black Girls Rock crowd. But it was cute, okay. Bad little girls there.
Okay, did y'all see Tamar Braxton?
Yeah.
Her nose job.
Tamar, fuck the nose job. She need an ass job. She need Vincent ass.
Man, she was. She
Vincent ass and put it on her.
She was tucked, man.
Mm-mm.
I think she was tough.
Tamar looked like a Miss Believe in a bodysuit. Y'all know what Miss Believe are? Y'all know the little fruit of Miss Believe? See, y'all not from down here. They probably don't have them upstate.
Well, at her age, it's some stuff that she shouldn't be out there wearing. It's just some stuff she shouldn't be doing at her age. And just be
not
realistic.
Not only that, and her whole look, it didn't go with her whole persona. Her to me, it didn't go with her at all. You can tell it was just like a new stylist maybe who just wants to, I guess, spice things up, and it didn't work out.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think Tamar has actually found herself yet.
Girl,
like, in the beginning,
Tamar.
I mean, but you got to think. You mean she hasn't found herself since the 90s to now? She hadn't found herself musically since now? Bitch, no.
Back
in the day. So if you haven't found yourself musically where you need to be at, then to me, you need to hang it up.
Right. And that was her whole reason for doing the album, was to find herself and come out on her own. I thought that was her whole music and her whole MO to even for album was to, you know, come into her own. Because, you know, she's been in the background so long writing songs and, you know, doing background work and, you know.
Have y'all ever heard her sing live? You said
yeah,
what now?
I don't like it. I saw that Good Morning America thing and it was horrible.
No, my thing is, you shouldn't come out singing live and sound worse than a cat. Like, it's ridiculous. She's off key most of the time. She can't hit the note. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, she needs a coat. Well, it's too late. Fuck her over. I don't know. It's just over for her. I mean, she better make the best out of this life right now.
She better make the best out of that Gaga check while she can.
Yeah, she better. And that was the best check she ever got a hold on. So Vincent is a smart businessman. I like that. You know, L.A. Reid. L.A. Reid said the biggest mistake of his career was turning down Lady Gaga. Yes. Lady Gaga came to his office, did her thing, and he said, "That's a weird white bitch. She got to go. I don't know what I'm going to do with her." And he let her go. And she got, as Vincent Fedez said, "I see something in this bitch, and I'm going to take on this bitch." And he made the right choice. And L.A. Reid, being a businessman he is, I'm glad that he can really accept that. You know, because that's a lot of his mistakes. You know how much money Gaga makes and how much money they invest into her? Like, they just lost $25 million fucking with her. Like, you know, they put their money down on her. That's one person, like, a lot of production companies, stuff like that, they put their money into her. They really do. They have no problem putting money into the Gaga.
Hello.
Yeah. That's London. Huh?
Shalika, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just realizing, could y'all hear me? I'm like, I keep saying, you know, what's up? What's going on?
Oh, we know. You must be not mute. We just heard you say hello, Shalika. You hear me say what, J-Rock? J-Rock, you know what Miss Believe is, right?
Who?
Miss Believe.
I didn't hear what you said, but we're going to get back to that because I just need to address one thing right quick because I was too busy locking up and everything. But I was going to go off on Bishop, but then I thought about it, and I was like, that would make me a fucking key. You know, that would make me a knot or something. So I'm just going to leave that alone because he don't even walk ball at all. So
wait, what did he tell you? J-Rock.
Just say it like this.
What did he tell you, J-Rock? I missed it.
If I was to walk a ball and you was in the same competition, we were both the last two, you would be chopped down. You hear me?
Hold on.
That's not a myth. That's not a myth. That's a true legend.
That's fine, Bishop. I mean, I can't argue with somebody that rides the fucking retarded bus.
Ooh.
Oh, God, man.
I would be wrong for that. If I was to get into a... If I was to get into any kind of fight with Bishop, like on a runway battle or anything like that, then that would be wrong.
I'm not, man. We're talking about fighting, man. You're talking shit, nigga.
I told you, you won't want to fight.
You look at old videos with Sanae and somebody else, and they say can't fight. You press it, thinking you're gonna see them swinging, huh? Oh yeah, all right.
But you're not gonna see them swinging. Is it?
Exactly.
What you talking about, man?
Exactly.
That
you don't
be your head,
what we're talking
so
about,
because
it's way above
your
head.
It's
way above your head. Don't worry about
it. Like, it's one thing about being a spectator, then it's one thing about really being ignorant, like, what's really going on. Like,
where did Jason go?
West London, y'all.
And where did Jason go?
I don't know where Jason went.
Well, since you asked the question, I don't know what's going on in this Gulf Coast room. I'm just going to let you know like this. When you come attacking the Gulf Coast region, you're going to see something happen, and that's called unity. It doesn't matter what house we're from. You could be in the house of Chanel, Ebony, Ms. Rock, whatever. It does not matter.
Wait, who's attacking the Gulf Coast? I don't get it. I miss it, y'all, whatever happened.
Any East Coast person. Okay, I guess Marcus came, and He put that he was going to go up before he go off on the show and blah, blah, blah. And I guess somebody had thought he said that he was going to read the Gulf Coast. Now, I didn't see him say read the Gulf Coast. I do remember him saying fuck shit or whatever. Remember he came on last night and he had made it perfectly clear about when you walk in big categories, have a production, blah, blah, blah. Well, I guess you started going too far into it. But the thing about it, though, is, anybody from the East Coast, like I said before, the Gulf Coast is like this. We didn't know ballroom. Y'all knew ballroom. So by y'all knowing ballroom, we were standing by to the side to be like, okay, you know, that's the legend from the East Coast. That's the icon from the East Coast. Let's see what they say. And then if they chop you, you're like, okay, so what did I do wrong?
Well,
you can bring it harder the next time. But my thing is, when they go into reading and all this kind of stuff, or they're trying to make us look bad and stuff like that, at the end of the day, we're all going to unite.
I tell you what, the Gulf Coast has a very, very, very awesome pageantry. With men, with Butch Queen and Femme Queens
Bishop,
have an awesome pageantry.
Bishop, how did you end up on this line?
Wait, y'all. Did y'all just see the picture of Khadija titties? They just went through the motherfucking worm. Oh my god.
I am really like, why are you here? In the essence of the ball and the girl clothes that just passed, bitch, who the fuck do you think you are?
J-Rock, you sound like you're fading in and out.
Oh my god.
It's a bishop. What's a bishop? Who's bishop? Are you Bishop Michi? Are you a real bishop? Because I don't know you. That's what you're going to get when you start coming for the Gulf Coast. Who the fuck are you?
I told you that, Bishop.
Oh, no,
somebody,
I'm chilling, man.
You.
I can take what he's talking about.
So for people that listen, that's just listening to this show, maybe don't listen often or anything like that, Bishop is our resident retarded kid that chimes in every now and then and say stupid shit that he don't know nothing about, okay? He doesn't know anything about the Gulf Coast. He don't know how many face kids down there. He don't know how many people was walking. He don't know the talent down there. He don't know anything about that. And what you need to know, Bishop, let me give you a fucking history lesson. A lot of people that's in these pageantries and in these ballroom scenes, it's a lot of people that's big heavy hitters that come right out of Texas and the Gulf Coast.
That's true.
So with that being said, shut the fuck up if you don't know what you're talking about, because you're a nobody, okay? Now, I can understand somebody.
All right, listen.
I can understand.
When the last time?
First of all, you're not a cast member. You're not on this show. Don't talk when I talk. Talk when you're spoken to.
What?
I'll give you your chance.
Yes,
you said every
right.
Time you have to say.
Oh
you,
my
you
God,
had, you,
I'm getting so tired right now.
You
well,
had
hold on. What you say, man?
You, I said, wait on your motherfucking turn to talk and shut the fuck up. You had everything all this time to say what you wanted to say. Did I say anything to you? No. So like I said, be quiet. Put your hands in your motherfucking pockets, nigga.
Nah, you don't use my phrases, man. Don't talk, stop dick riding, man. You dick riding like shit now, man.
He dick riding like you.
Riding like a motherfucker, man. Listen, at the end of the day, it's no ego issue, man.
Go get fucked by a train.
When the Gulf Coast gonna pack a ball?
What the fuck
you mean
we
pack
balls in a bag?
When the Gulf Coast gonna pack a ball?
Once again, to the people that never listen to the show, now you sound 25 stupid,
people
Bishop.
Having church
now you sound stupid, Bishop, because all the people that come to Dallas, I'm trying to give you a history lesson, know that there have been balls where we have packed it all the way to the back, all the way to the, everybody, they come down. That's why they come back. If you look at ballroom throwbacks, he will tell you Dallas is a go-to city for ballroom because it reminds them of when ballroom started, the unity down here, and how everybody just comes to have fun. So we have packed out balls before, but you don't know that because you're not in ballroom. Now, when somebody's on the floor or they're new to the ballroom scene and they call them a knot or call them nothing and all this kind of stuff, I kind of got my feelings about that. But, bitch, you're not even in motherfucking ballroom at all. At least some of these hoes are promoters. You're not in ballroom. You're a retarded motherfucker that calls the radio show and just gives all this dumb shit that nobody cares
about. Man,
I give
action, man. I'm action.
Okay.
Packed.
Well,
I get
like
it.
Said,
well,
once again,
well, now everybody
for,
back to their corners.
You.
We have a call, 407-790.
Those are the callers you should be reading.
The only read that I should be reading is already read, and that's you.
Ooh. Oh. Okay, 217-892. 217-892.
I just want to say Rock, keep tape. Huh? Rock, get mad because I posted his picture in the group and he want to block me. What was that?
Say that again, please, and can you speak louder?
I'll tell you what he said, because he's retarded right along with Bishop. He can't speak up. Just like you put your mouth on the
hey,
dick, put your
I don't
the
post no pictures of you, man.
Okay, now,
I put
like
your
I said. Body.
Yeah, Bishop, I'm going to mute you in a minute. I'm trying to get the, go ahead. So this
right,
is somebody
Bishop.
That knows you, J-Rock?
That right there, that's Mac. What happened was, Mac has been trying to get everybody to, I guess, befriend him. I don't know if he has no friends. Is he miserable? Do we need love and affection or what? But I will not befriend a fucking fake pope.
Oh, is that the one that hit everybody up last week trying
yes.
to get into the chat room?
So what happened was a post came up, and Icon Penny and everybody, we were going back and forth. Ken, it was fine. It was a Sunday night. And Jasmine came on there, oh, I put the juvenile picture up. And I was like, and people would thought that was me. And I said, that's not me. That's juvenile. So there you go. I was a celebrity lookalike. So then he came back in, and he was started trying to read, and then he put up one of my military pictures, and I'm looking at him like, first of all, I don't know you, and I don't deal with the fake profiles anyway, so I blocked him. In other words, so you don't see what I say, I don't see what you say. And they said, oh, J-Rock, he going in on you, J-Rock. I said, why should I care? If he's going in on me, that is a nobody and a nothing, because if you were somebody, you would come from behind the fake profile, and you would be able to be seen. But you're behind a fake profile, so why would – let me just block him out of my life like the nothing that he is. So that's why I just blocked him.
Okay.
I think somebody using your pictures, J-Rock, because I've seen some – profile had your picture, and I was like, do you even know him? And they was like, it's me. And I was like, what? Hold up.
So you tell me I've been catfished, and that's another thing. Bitch, why would y'all catfish this ugly bitch like me? I mean, I'm so ugly. I'm such a knot. Why y'all catfishing me? Why y'all all on me? Why y'all all, I mean, damn. I mean,
it was that. It was that picture for what that you took at the ball this weekend, that black and white joint.
Oh no, that's Juvenile, baby. That's not me.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Who do I think I am? I know my motherfucking element. Everybody's been hitting me up talking about that's a nice picture, and I'm like, bitch, go. All you have to do is Google Juvenile the rapper. That picture is gonna be on top. So for everybody that's so fucking pressed about me walking balls and walking this and doing this, bitch, I know when to walk a ball and when not to. I know my element, okay? That's why I don't argue with a legitimate child.
J-Rap, they said you look like Juvenile. Wait, what happened with Juvenile?
Let me tell you how to do this.
I'm now about to bring Marcus on the line. Hey, Marcus.
Okay, I missed what J-Rock said, and I got a call. I really wasn't listening, but then Kelly called me and told me that they was discussing the situation. So, J-Rock, can you give a recap of what you said? Because I don't want to,
Well, you know, Marcus, you can say what you want to say, and then it's going to be whatever. I told
them.
Okay,
well, no problem, man. You can stop.
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah.
Before you let some people call you and say, call in, and blah, 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 you already know that I'm going to say exactly what I said. I said the Gulf Coast is a, this is a region where if you go talking about reading the Gulf, before you say anything, I know you didn't say you were going to read us. I said that. I said that what you said was before I start my shit, and you made your post. You know what you posted in your post. I did not see you say anything like that. You said you were going to read the Gulf Coast region. I heard you say that.
Hold on, because people, generally young people, especially newer people. Kelly.
Miss Marcus, don't motherfucking try it, bitch. I called you and gave you the motherfucking tea, bitch. Don't motherfucking do it to me,
Kelly,
bitch.
You called me and told me that J-Rock was on the show.
12 of those motherfucking comments back up in the motherfucking room, bitch. Don't motherfucking do me, Marcus.
Kelly, you did call me.
Marcus, don't do
me.
Really, that's how we're giving it up now, Marcus? Is that how we're giving it up, Marcus?
Okay,
don't worry. After I finish posting this video of Khadijah from my fake profile, I'll be at your door too.
Is that
Khadijah titties, Kelly?
But J-Rock, this is my feeling towards this. This is how I feel. I actually, when I was on the phone with my source that called me, I did hear you say something about we stick together and whether you're right or wrong, a bitch should be able to tell you when y'all are wrong. It's no shame.
No. See, that's what I'm saying.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Before you listen to somebody that wants to...
It's not somebody. No, J-Rock. That person never said y'all was reading. They said y'all were discussing the situation. I heard through the phone what was
saying. You don't get it, Marcus. They were not uniting on being wrong. We were saying, because it's not just you. It's like a lot of people from outside of the Gulf Coast region.
But that's the problem. J-Rock.
Okay, these kids, when we started this ballroom scene down here, when we started, we told them, you know, take constructive criticism, stuff like this, because they...
It's not even about that, J-Rock. Let's build a team, J-Rock. How do you inbox me and ask me why did I vote over you, and then when I tell you why, you want to get on the computer and read? Bitch, you sound fast. The girl who did it. I'm not going to say her name because I'm not going to give her that much light.
I'm going to make that clear because the faggots really think that.
But the girl. So it started off like that. I was already upset. First off, a bitch don't owe you no explanation. explanation why they voted over you. I was nice enough to tell her I felt like the other girl caught more beats than her. She gets on the computer and she starts reading about it like, well, I don't see how she caught more beats. Of course you're not going to see it. First off, you're watching a clip where the camera's only on you. You don't even, you can barely see what the other girl was doing. It was a biased video that you was watching. Of course you look sickening. You're watching yourself.
Let's go ahead and just start the shit, because my thing is when you start talking around the situation, everybody start making it seem like it's J-Rock. But I'm going to just tell y'all what the fuck is going on. Marcus said what the fuck he had to say last night. He said those exact words in the Gulf Coast ballroom. And then my brother Trey Garcon came back and made a fucking post saying, Marcus, who the fuck do you know, like, in other words, he didn't say like me. I can't
fuck
are
you, right?
Who are you? He sees
what I said, but right, who are you to even post something like that? And I said,
exactly.
Trey, I know you before you became who you are supposedly today. You know, I know why you're in Texas. Let's keep it cute. So then someone deletes the message, my message, and then the whole post is deleted, and then mysteriously I'm deleted out of the group. First off, J-Rob, let me respond to this. The only reason I ever came to Texas because I had members throwing balls there. Bitch, I don't feel it's no shade. Y'all only get 25 motherfucking out-of-town people anyway. You just alienated one of the few people who would actually come to y'all shit. And J-Rob, for the record, I have never seen a packed ball in Texas. I've seen nice crowds, and I've even been to...
What do you consider a packed ball in a new region? A region that's only been there for 2 years.
I've been to packed balls in new regions.
Can I say something real quick? Texas is too big for Texas not to...
First of all, Bishop is irrelevant to this whole situation.
This is the thing. J-Rock, y'all begging for legends and icons to come there. Y'all willing to pay for them
for
to come
there. You can rewind the archives. You can go on Facebook and you can pull it up. We don't have to beg a fucking icon.
Marcus, if you're going to sit here, Marcus, I could pick the post back up, Marcus. If you're going to sit here, you're going to throw subliminal thing to say, stop giving it to J-Rock like that, Miss Say. Put it out there like you put it out there on the motherfucking post, Miss Say. You said Trey paid for Sanaya and Rodney and all the icons to come down there, Miss Say, to make her ball motherfucking fast. Bitch, let's get it, bitch.
I never said that on the group, girl. I told you that over the phone, girl. You need to mind.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
Miss Kelly. But no, J-Rock, just because you haven't done it, other people, and y'all are sitting here and wanting acceptance from these people who really are never going to accept y'all until y'all come together as y'all.
Hold on, J-Rock. You guys, that's not true. Listen, then we want to accept, because I am the first one to tell these kids out there, fuck the motherfucking East Coast. Fuck the West Coast.
Don't say fuck East Coast. Don't look at it like that. Because y'all won't get accepted, J-Rock. Y'all had Phil Queen face as grand prize out of four out of y'all last six balls. Y'all don't have no Fem Queens that walk face there.
It does not fucking matter. They don't have the film queen. If they don't have them down there, they don't have them down there. They gotta come out. You gotta bring them out, okay? Like I said, when it comes down to Selvin, Jack, somebody like that, or like Raquel, or somebody like that, or my father, who is the icon of all icons that lives here, and father of all fathers and pioneer of all pioneers, look, we don't need acceptance. We just said, if y'all been doing this for a long time, they come down and, you know, grace the scene. What's wrong with that?
Well, J-Rock, this is what you're taking offense to it. Y'all are taking offense to it because these are the same things. Hold on, J-Rock. Your voice is elevated. You did not even let me finish, J-Rock.
Somebody came to your city with an axe, and you were all fucking stirred up about that motherfucking axe. I didn't see why you were stirred up, but then I got an understanding. You did a lot to bring up North Carolina. You put a lot of work into Carolinas and all this kind of stuff. So when somebody put a bad shade on or whatever, you took it personal. That's the same thing down there when it comes to the Gulf Coast, because there's no shade.
But hold on, J-Rock, this is the difference. J-Rock, do you not realize places like North Carolina still get red? They still be like, I'm not going. There are certain legends and icons, especially the ones in New York. Bitch, I'm not going to no country-ass bumpkin North Carolina. They read us all the time. Bitch, I'm not going to no motherfucking hip town. They say that we get that. There are a lot of people that refuse to come. You're going to get that just being out of the region. But, however, what I'm explaining to you guys is the way if you want to be accepted, y'all going to have to come together and do it without these people. Y'all are at each other so bad.
Shamika, I just posted something in the group for you, in the Fishy World Rule group for all of y'all.
What did you post, Kelly?
Thank you, Kelly.
Go check out the video. I just posted it in the group.
So, but J-Rock, what I was saying was, if y'all are a new region, which I can respect that, why are y'all giving away all of this money and then basically validating people?
It's because we're in Texas and we do everything fucking big in Texas.
Okay, but J-Rock, when you tell somebody they are a $500 or a $750 or a $1,000 winner, you're validating them. You're telling them there's something that they may not be.
But this is my thing, though, and that's so funny that you brought that up when it's people that come from out of the fucking state that are legends and icons, or these are legends that walk the ball, and they win it. Do you think that everybody got a problem with that? Yeah, some people say, oh, they
get
on the
Yeah, they do. Right. Y'all have a problem with it. Y'all get upset. They be like, the panel is set up for out of time to win, but they don't understand
So,
J-Rock, what you
Okay, Marcus and J-Rock, take a minute, breather. I'm about to bring, we have people pressing one, so I'm about to bring some of these calls on and see what they have to say. 678-993.
Girl, nobody. Shut up, J-Rock, and let Marcus talk. Damn, honey. Nobody want to hear that. That's why Marcus said
Tiffany,
Dallas is late.
Your big ass.
Dallas is late. Marcus said Dallas is late and that he only see Houston. And he said, while y'all sitting up there arguing about that shit in the group, he said he had more people at his ball than the last five balls put together in Dallas. So get it together, bitch. He's going to make y'all mad.
I'm not going to start with you tonight, Tiffany.
Okay,
next caller
is a
private caller.
You're
going to make me give you some new growth for
that short hair you have. Private caller. Okay, next call is 504-331. That's Leo. My phone hung up once I saw that fucking video of Khadijah. I told y'all that picture was Khadijah. They telling me that was her. She got liposuction.
Okay, next caller is another private caller.
Get your kids off the phone.
Bitch, I thought she opened her ass.
Okay, 323-286.
Don't be calling my number out like that.
Hey, come again.
Hey, my dear.
Okay.
Hey, there, Rock.
Hey.
Hey, the real Bishop.
Okay, let me go to this caller.
I cannot with you tonight.
Private caller.
Hello.
Yes.
So I just want to know why Kelly comes to Khadijah so much. Is it because Khadijah got more body?
Ooh.
Ooh. bitch, I know you don't call that body. That's not body.
That body on Play-Doh. What is that?
Don't reply to that, Kelly. That's not body. I won't even reply to that question.
Okay.
I'm just gonna leave it at that. I'm not responding to Bishop anymore because what you posted in the official ballroom, Bishop. Now, I'm not gonna repeat that. So my thing is, from this point on, Bishop, you can say whatever you want to say about me or whatever or anything, but from this point on, I will not be acknowledging you. I'm putting you in the same category as the Dark Claw. So good on that. Goodbye.
J-Rock.
Somebody sent me a text message saying that I throw people under the bus when I'm under attack. Who did I throw under the bus? Everything that I said in a public forum so I can repeat again. So, I mean, the person that just texted me, who did I throw under the bus?
Kelly, who did he throw under the bus?
Huh? What'd you say?
I said, Kelly, who did he throw under the bus? You know,
I didn't throw Kelly under the bus because that was no. Kelly knew I wasn't listening to the show because she was looking at the switchboard. She already knew that answer, so she called me because if that was the case, she just probably would have put me in the queue.
Well, at least
she knew I would have pressed the one.
Well, I mean, I guess you did real about the situation. You know,
it really was no tea. It was no shade. I was listening to the show, but what happened was, some people was calling about some other teeth. I had to hang up and do a three-way call. I was going to call back. It wasn't like I wasn't listening. She knew I was listening, but at the time the conversation came up, I wasn't on the show. Because I'm never going to be one of those fake bitches to be like, oh, I'm not listening. Somebody called me and told me when I really was always listening the whole time. I'm not no fake bitch. I normally listen to the show. You know, I'm a supportive listener. So, however, that's really what happened. So, Kelly, I was not trying to throw you under the bus, but you did call me and let me know that they were finally discussing it, because, like, we knew it was going to be discussed. But back to J-Rock.
It doesn't matter, bitch, if a bitch throw me underneath the bus or not, mistake. And to that private caller that called in here, mistake, and talk about, I can't take Khadija's body, mistake. I can't take those breaks, bitch, please, okay? Bitch, you can talk about, I can't take this body, bitch. I can be 700 pounds, bitch, and I'll still
what
look
body?
Better than motherfucking Khadija with that hard ass motherfucking body.
Yeah. What body? What happened? Did her nipples get burned off or something? They look melted.
Like, it's more to that video, but it's so much more to that video. Like the legendary Father Marquise Revlon said underneath the post, it's so much more to that video, mistake. And the video was initially put up, but then people. Pages got blocked. People pages got blocked and everything from the video being posted up. So I already put that little snid bit of the video up, mistake, because I ain't trying to get my page blocked. But that video,
right.
Bitch, it is, baby. Oh, what I tell
is
you,
this trade, is this recent? Trade,
baby, they in the after. Let me give you all the scenario. They in the after hours, mistake, and it's an after party after the ball in the after hour. They got the trade in there, bitch, and the trade, bitch, touches Khadija's tits and her ass, mistake, and give her. Oh no, that's wrong, mistake. He feels Miss Monique, legendary Monique Khan's body, and gives her. Yeah, that's right.
Also, that's why she's trying to shame Monique talking about bullying.
Yeah,
ass.
Baby, and the trade gave the ray. That's not right, baby. The trade told her he felt that ass and everything, and the trade told her it ain't right. You know it ain't right.
Marcus, this just came to my inbox.
I don't know your name, Joanne.
And they want to
know
if you would like to address the Trey Garçon situation.
Oh God.
What Trey Garçon situation?
My Lucy, do you want to get muted?
Okay.
Well, it's nothing really. All right, it's nothing really extra to say because we've actually exchanged words in multiple groups. We tend to just delete it out because I know the Garçons don't really get into that. Trey doesn't see me. I really don't. I mean, I think he's a talented person for what he has done in his recent years in ballroom. But I'm, you know, whether they're a legend or icon or not, I really don't. I don't. You know. I'm only going to respect you enough in ballroom, so to, you know, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to respect my contributions to ballroom, too, because guess what? No matter if I walk a ball ever again in life or not, I'm still going to be remembered, maybe just as much as you, and people get to levels in different type of ways, but if that's how he feels about me, it's not the first person to feel that way about me. It won't be the last. I mean, still doesn't, you know. Everyone was a fan.
Okay.
But can I finish with J-Rock so I can actually go back to the conversation? But J-Rock.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'm out of you're my gay cousin.
No, wait. Before you go on with that, I didn't quite hear what you had said about Trey. Because I'm like,
I didn't say anything about him. It's not about him.
I mean,
I don't
about you'll be remembered. I don't understand what you're talking about.
I mean, I guess he thinks because I don't want balls as much as he does, or I haven't won as much as he has, that I won't be remembered. And I also think he feels as though that my opinion is not, I guess, as important as a legend or icon. Baby, he would gag at how many inboxes and requests that I get for people who want assistance and help, who need guidance. I mean, I may only be good at one thing, but I'm really good at that. I'm probably one of the best at it. So, at the end of the day,
hold on, bitch. Let me say this right now, this is Trey on the phone. First of all, keep my name out your fucking mouth. Second of all, I don't think you shit. You ain't a motherfucking thing in my book. You don't have any motherfucking clout when it comes to anything that goes on in Texas, because, bitch, you ain't done shit. So, no, you are not.
That's
shit
fine. And you
goes
pay for the girls to
Texas.
Come to. You just continue to pay for the girls to
no,
come to Texas.
I don't
want to.
Bitch, first of all, I don't pay for anybody to do shit. Bitch, you the one that fly bitches all around to come to my house.
I have never flown a bitch anywhere.
Never. Name one. Now, you can't name one bitch that's been played besides the commentator and the DJ.
I'm not about to sit here.
Not one.
I'm not about to sit here and go back and, okay,
so
whatever.
I'm
not going to
say it.
What's
I
can
put it out on the table.
Put it on the table. Right.
Show me the motherfucking receipt. It's no shame. You can't name one bitch that I flew to a ball.
If you can't name one, you shouldn't be on this phone. Because, I mean, if you come out of nowhere, you're supposed to shut it down, and you're not doing nothing. So, y'all ain't
I'm not trying to shut shit down. My name is being First of all,
y'all should have already knew was coming on the phone when J-Rock was motherfucking gone. J-Rock called him on motherfucking three-way. I already knew he was coming on the phone when y'all called J-Rock.
J-Rock was the fake bitch when nobody even mentioned his name. So J-Rock was the fake bitch.
Because
I didn't bring your name up. I got a call saying to call in, and it's no shade. That's what gets ratings up. It's no motherfucking shade. As I said in the beginning, Trey don't see me. I don't care too much for him. It kind of is what it motherfucking is. That's what I said. I really didn't want to discuss this because it really doesn't fucking matter. But J-Rock, if you was the fake bitch, I'll put you in the fake bitch pile too.
Thank you.
Wait, J-Rock, you know Trey, and you call Trey?
I surely the fuck did, because he was trying to press one. He was trying to get up. As a matter of fact, I
thought J-Rock, you were the one that brought it up. Because, mind you, J-Rock, nobody was talking about it. You brought the motherfucking conversation up. That's fake.
Okay.
That's motherfucking fake.
Because I'm going to make sure. No, it's not motherfucking fake, because you're making it look like that I'm the only one that, no, you need to bring out what the fuck was said, so I'll bring all the bodies.
First off, it wouldn't have been said.
Well, J-Rock,
you,
baby, you're the cast member on motherfucking Tuesday, just like everybody else. Why you can't bring out the conversation and what was said? Mistake all the posters that was deleted and everything. Why you can't get your tongue? Can't have your tongue when you was laughing at that bishop?
You know what, though? I did bring it out, but Marjorie was over talking me, so I said,
okay,
you know what? I was going to tell you all that I brought him on the phone anyway. Ain't nothing fake about it. I put him on the three-way so he could hear what the fuck you were saying, because like I said, when you come for one, you come for motherfucking all. That's my motherfucking brother, and I put him on there.
J-Rock.
Hold
on,
Trey.
I really don't even do that.
Trey.
No,
hold
on. Let me just say what I got to say, because I'm going to hang up really, really quickly. So, when it comes to Marcus and this whole little thing about whatever, Marcus goes in these groups on Facebook, and he's constantly coming for people in this region. And what I'm getting tired of is seeing him getting on a flight every motherfucking time we have a ball, coming out here, sitting on the judges panel like he don't want to be there, and judging a new scene that's full of new kids. You can't hold them to the same standards because it's a new scene. Of course they're not going to be as polished.
And Trey, and I respected that, and I have, and Trey, I have held them to a different standard. But the point is, Trey,
how motherfucking educated you are. Okay, bitch, listen for 1 second.
I'm not holding them to the same standard. I'm not saying they're going to hold the same.
Let me finish saying what I can say.
Marcus, let him talk, Marcus.
God damn, I don't even get on this show. You get on here every weekend running your motherfucking mouth. Shut the fuck up. Again, my problem with you is, you got so much motherfucking shit to say. And sometimes I'm not even going to say that you're not right. Some of the shit you do say do make sense. These bitches do need to learn that when you walk for $1,500, you need to be polished and done. But let them learn it the hard way. Let them get chopped. Don't you come your seedy ass down here who ain't got nothing under your status to be trying to tell them something. It makes sense for somebody like Stewart or Sanaya or one of the motherfuckers that's been walking balls for a long time, and people can go on YouTube and type in their name and see what they done and see how it's supposed to be done. All you do is sit back and read, and you ain't got shit to show to say why you even reading. So what the fuck? You think you're the first bitch with a degree? So you think that because you got that, you can say something? No. Bitch, you not shit. You come your penguin-looking ass down here every motherfucking time we got a ball, and you read. And I'm getting tired of you and your mouth. Now, bitch, you keep bringing my name up. I don't have to turn the lights off to slap the shit out of you, bitch. And I'm done. Goodbye.
I feel moist. That life, girl, is no shade. You're not about that life.
And light me a candle.
Hey, but wait. Somebody turn the lights off and slap the shit out you, Walker.
Right, you slap the shit out of who?
Shut it up.
Turn
up.
The next caller is 518-779.
Oh, my goodness. You girls is going in tonight.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey,
Prada.
Hey,
that's
what's
going on? I knew I realized that voice. Hey, Prada, how you been?
Hey, Prada.
Okay, Prada, stay right there. Private caller, you're on the air.
Kelly, you're not going to mind. You're hearing you.
Hmm?
Huh?
What? Is that Mama Jones?
No, that's somebody with a track phone.
Right.
Wait,
oh, okay.
612-326.
Hi. I just have one comment. Pretty much J-Rock was just trying to take the attention off of him. That's why he brought Trey on the phone. And
ooh.
I have to say that Marcus was over-talking. That was really late because he was the one that kept interrupting Marcus. And I need for Marcus to gather J-Rock and finish what he was trying to say. That's all.
Yes,
oh,
you are a caller.
Nah, for the caller trying to orchestrate this shit, all right?
Yes, Sparky.
Yes.
Okay.
407-790.
That wasn't a scotta.
I'm sure it wasn't.
That wasn't
407-790.
Hold on, 617. That might have been one. No shade.
Ain't nobody got time.
Okay, and now you're
I
gone.
I
want
to talk about the
I know what that is. Never mind. Sorry. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, I know who that was, too, once you said the number. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, Trey, I want you to know I don't have nothing against you. I just want that when you said something about somebody paying for shit, I'm a messy bitch. I like knowing the tea.
Okay.
Right, well, can I respond? I want to know why people take things as – why do people take things as read when
– who laughing
like that? That's
oh,
me.
My God.
This is the problem. And, J-Rock, I'm going to address you because I was talking to you from the beginning. So are you listening?
Okay. Still on that.
I'm listening now because I've already done what I needed to do.
Marcus,
right.
You don't talk. J-Rock, you don't talk. Trey don't came in and talk, and we move on, honey.
Well, no, because
I
didn't get to
Marcus
say what I had to say, bitch.
Let Marcus finish.
Marcus ain't going to change his motherfucking opinion. J-Rock don't want to change his opinion. And Trey
is going to
change his motherfucking opinion.
Hold on, J-Rock. But hold on.
You ain't doing it.
Hold on. No. These are not opinions. Because, again, nothing I said, my opinion.
Well, your feelings, honey.
No. Meet you.
Trying to be the same.
Again, I think people take, why do people consider, it wasn't even criticism. Because at the end of the day, most people got their 10s at the ball. It was kind of like, if a bitch tell you something after the ball, especially that you asked for, like, well, why didn't I win or why anything like that. you know, to me it seems very, like, people think it's personal. A lot of people, and J-Rock, you have to realize this, a lot of those people that were asking their opinions, they were too afraid to walk up to Andre and ask. They were too afraid. They didn't want to walk up to Mike Haynes. They already think Tony and Silky were being girlfriendy and just voting over the, only voting for Dallas people over the Houston people. Like, so all that tension was in the air. So it was no shade. It was
Is that what it was given?
I don't think so. I thought the best people won. But, you know, anytime a bitch loses, they always got to make a justification. Oh, it was shade that I got chopped. It was shade that I lost. The girl that got chopped four times last night came on the radio and said, I don't think it was shade. I was not as prepared as she was supposed to be. She owned up to what she was supposed to do. I can respect that. The problem is that nobody, I didn't even offer my opinion for $1,500, and y'all keep giving this thousands of dollars. It's y'all money, and it's no shade. I said this in the group. Y'all give away y'all money every time, whether it's 25 people there or 250 people there. So if y'all want to keep making $1,000 winners and making these girls feel as though they're somebody that they're not, you know, and they're not doing the right stuff for it, that's fine. That's y'all money. Y'all can do that. However, when they go out of town, and we had this same problem in the Carolinas, when they were winning, our favorite girls in Carolina, who kept winning $500, $750, $1,000, they go across the line to Virginia, and they, as soon as they step on the runway, bitch, they was getting chopped. And they didn't understand why. Instead of focusing on giving away so much money, because you can give away the money if you want to, focus on the basics and teaching them how ballroom goes, because now they're going to feel obligated. That's what kind of ruined the scene now, the money aspect. If they don't know about walking for $1,000, let them walk for $100. They will think that $100 is more important than that $1,000, because the only thing you can do is go up. That was what I was saying. If y'all consider that a read, then I apologize, but I don't want to see the same thing happen to y'all region that's happened to everybody else's region. Now, is
Marcus,
that a read?
What,
do you consider that a read?
What you just said is not a read. What you just said is not a read.
And that's what I said in the group.
I didn't take what you said in the group as a read. This is what I found it to be shady. If
what
you were going to say that, always stick to exactly what you said. That's what you said in the group.
That is what I said in the group. But people want to read into it.
Why y'all begging for attention and, you know, and y'all
hold on, because J-Rock, but you was, I was getting, J-Rock, I have 50 inboxes right now that I ain't replied to from people at the ball asking, well, what did I do and what can I do and what was you looking for? And, child, I don't even remember half of y'all.
But that's what I'm saying. So you don't think that a normal person would find it shady? Because, like I said, I didn't find any shade in the post. I agreed with the post. If you bring the post back up, like I sent the invite.
Well, y'all deleted
to Kelly.
It.
No, before they deleted it, I screenshotted and sent it to Kelly. I did it. And I have it there. It says, you, J-Rock, like the statement. I like the statement. I knew what you were saying.
I didn't care if you liked it or not.
No,
well,
listen,
I get what you're
see,
saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You see what you just said? I didn't care if you like it or not. That's what makes me feel like you're shady, because I'm coming at you like...
I'm not being shady. What I'm telling you was, whether you like it or not, that's my opinion.
Shady.
And at the end of the day... No. Right. It is what it is.
Never mind, Marcus, because you're not getting it. And that's what makes
me
feel like you're being shady right now.
If it was so good, then why couldn't you tell the kids... Marcus is right, or you inboxed him, because some people did inbox
him. Did you not hear what I said last night on the radio? Did you not read my post in
the room? No, they didn't even listen to the radio last night, J-Rock, because they said we was reading them on the radio.
Listen, did you not read my post the other night in the room after you made that post when I said I did not see any shade at the ball? See, y'all read what y'all want to read. I was trying to let them know that you
I only read it when I get tagged
in
it, no shade. I really don't. I only read it really when I get tagged.
It's
too many messages. I'm in too many groups.
That's what I'm saying, see, but I don't do that because I want to be like tagging and stuff like that. That's like, oh, you trying to talk to them. But no, I understood what you were saying. A lot of us agreed with what you were saying. But when you double back, I didn't see no shade till you double back and started reading. Like, if you're going
I
to
started reading here, because they started attacking me. So, I mean, when you read me, I'm going to read you back.
If you are a supposed, you know, ballroom, or I don't know if you look at yourself like that, as a ballroom leader or somebody that, you know,
I don't.
A promoter.
I'm a regular person. I don't even have to call myself a promoter. I'm Marcus. And if my opinion hurts your opinion, this is my opinion. If my opinion hurts your feelings that much, my opinion obviously matters a little more than what it should to you.
No, I was saying, I wasn't talking about your opinion. I was saying,
stick by your words and don't let nobody else bring something else out of you. That's what I didn't understand. So,
well, sometimes, J-Rock, you have to get to a bitch. You got to let them know. I tried to be nice to the girl. I told her, I said, I felt like you didn't catch as many beats as the other person. She said thank you. But then the next morning, I see a post in the group. She could have went on a little more and been like, well, I don't really get it. Can you? I'm going to send you the clip. No, she goes in a public forum. When you do things publicly, you open yourself up to public criticism. That's the words of Harold. So she could have inboxed me and it wouldn't have been no shade. She invented that shade when she went into a public forum and been like, how do these motherfucking judges sit here and tell me I didn't catch the beat? And she came for you too, bitch, if you read the message when she was like, and y'all are voguing like, and people give life to the girls who vogue like old school performers when, you know, obviously did they not see my performance? Well, to me, that's a bitch that's just closed-minded at that point. She don't want to see whether the girl could have came from the ceiling. Because, bitch, you was the one that said that on the radio last night.
Oh, because I said that a lot of the people, they get their license, you know.
Right. You said that the judges normally vote for the girl who has brings that old school presence. She mentioned that in the post, too. She took offense to it. I told the girl, I think her and the other girl vote pretty much alike. They might be sisters or something. I felt like that other girl caught more beats. Bitch, I don't have to be a legend or icon. You know, anything like that, to see that, I have been around ballroom enough to know if somebody is catching the beat and if they're giving what they're supposed to. It don't take no rocket scientist. I could put my straight mother on the panel and have her judge realness. It don't take all of that. Legends and icons are people who have made impacts on the floor, and I respect them for that, but let's not make that more than what they are. They're not the end-all and be-all in ballroom, especially that ballroom is now becoming mainstream. Y'all about to start getting judged by fashion designers and hairstylists. Y'all about to start gagging.
I think is the whole thing, Marcus, is just like they're giving you all that, they give the same thing to my mom, Tilton. They give her the same thing, everything.
They give it everywhere,
J-Rock.
If it's not their girlfriend, let me be clear. There is no bitch that won that ball or any ball that says the panel is fair or was unfair. Have you ever heard somebody who's won the ball and be like, oh, that was a girlfriend thing, that was a setup? The only people that say a ball was set up was the loser.
Well, I want to talk too, because you know I'm from the Gulf Coast, and Marcus, there's some stuff that you are touching on that, you know, I very much so do agree. I am from the Gulf Coast, and the scene period is not what it used to be. Whether it's the gay club, whether it's the ballroom scene, whatever. Like, I used to have so much fun, you know, when I first saw Walking Balls out here, you know, going to the club and shit, but now things have changed, and when they do come to ballroom, I just don't feel like, okay, yeah, we have leaders here, but I just don't feel like we have leaders who actually show people what it means to walk ballroom. That's why I travel. I travel so I can watch, I can pay attention. I'm not a girl to watch YouTube, because I don't give a fuck what nobody done did in their heads. I'm not trying to be like nobody. I'm trying to bring what product can bring to the table.
I don't want you to down the Gulf Coast, though, because balls are going down everywhere. I mean, it's no shade.
No. I'm not downplaying the Gulf Coast. It might be like this everywhere. But I'm
it
saying,
is.
For me living here, what I'm saying is, you know, it may have been older people back in the day to show people or train people, even though we do have a lot of people that move from out of state to come to Texas to know about balls. I just feel like people put people in houses, and they don't really take the time and, you know, really pick categories for the girls. The girls just say, I want to walk this. Okay, well, since you're in my house, okay, I'm going to support you. You go walk this, whether you look a fool or not. You know, you just go out there. And I just feel like they really need to let these kids know what the category is that they walk in, exactly what it's calling for, how they need to bring it, you know, what they're going to be looking for. Like, I just don't feel like they have enough of that. And then in the Gulf Coast, I feel like when you consistently win, you know, the girls get their head, you know, all high and mighty, like they can never be beat. Like, bitch, I win in the Gulf Coast. I mean, I win out of state, but that don't mean that I can't never be beat by nobody. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But
that's the sportsmanship aspect.
Like,
it's a lot of things that probably that everybody is the ballroom have to work on, but everybody, people only want to hear it from. I told, who did I tell this today? I think I told somebody that hit me up in my inbox. He's like, I think he's being really hard on my state. I'm hard on my state. I'm hard on myself. I'm hard on my house members. You know, when I see my house members at a ball and they up there reading the panel when they got chopped, I kind of let them have it because at the end of the day, what are you reading the judges panel? You're not coming back. I have never seen, well, I have seen it one time. Somebody come back from a chop and they win grand prize. One time. Usually when you get chopped, you're still chopped, and if you brought back, you still lose. So what's the whole point of arguing about it?
And that's why I did not, and that's the reason why I did not go up there, because I could have easily said, oh, well, let me use this hat, because, I mean, it was pretty, like the other dude said,
that was
I
a real deal.
Right.
If you knew what the hat was, if you knew it called for a hat,
exactly.
It could have been. I just felt like some
people
didn't know that it called for a hat.
Right, but my thing is, when you showed it to me, I could have did like some people do and say, well, if I go get a hat, can I walk? No.
And J-Rock, with that, that's where the leniency comes in, where I really wouldn't have minded. I wouldn't have mind that happening because I am, you know, even when I know I'm not this big rock star that's won all these trophies, so it's very rare that I chop somebody for their performance. I usually tend to pay it. But I do encourage people to read the flyer very well. If you don't bring the category right, you know, that's a problem. Because especially if it's in black and white, and I felt like the Uncle Larry's Ball categories were written very clear and concise because I helped write them. So I know they were clear and concise. And that's why I also knew the categories very well because I had something to do with them. So, you know, also what happens is, you know, we put a lot of faith in these older people who we respect in the scene, but you also have to realize that they don't want to come off as the mean person, too. So unless y'all come in there and tell them to be really hard and judge, everybody's going to just lower their standards. But it was a difference. Had grand prize been $500, everybody probably could have gotten through. You know what I'm saying? That Neil probably still would have won because he brought it harder, but it was $1,500. Do y'all realize that $1,500 really would have been one of the largest grand prize payouts in for a realness category besides Schoolboy? So basically, you know, had a pretty boy one, had a drags realness one, that would have been a historical moment. And to be saying you're making history and you didn't do anything to make history with, that's where it becomes an issue. Does that make sense, J-Rock?
Mm-mm.
You said no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who is that?
I didn't say shit. That is not me. I'm not ignorant.
That's the thing. Well, for people who don't, because some people are slow, not necessarily you, Meech, when you think about Raquel's $5,000, Sim Queen Face, right, you know she's the first $5,000 winner, and you remember that production.
Right.
You remember that. You remember Deshaun winning his first $5,000. You remember Pinocchio.
Yeah.
You remember Pinocchio. When you make an historical moment, you remember Pampa's $5,000. You remember those things. When you get a significant grant, right, you remember Kadon winning the $5,000 for best dress. It's certain things you're going to remember.
Yeah.
So when you talk about $1,500 for realness, because they don't get that kind of money all the time, it really should be a moment attached with it. If people take offense to it, oh well. Oh, I got a phone call. Well, is that it, J-Rock? My phone call is back on.
That's it, Marcus. I just think it's because it's coming from you.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. Whether they accept it or not, that might be the same because it's no shade. I probably won't ever. And now that we don't have a chapter in Texas anymore, I probably won't come back to a Dallas ball for a long time. You know,
Marcus, your date's on the line.
It's not a date, queen.
Marcus, you're going to come back to Texas. You may not want to, but you're going to come back.
No, I never said I wouldn't come back to Texas. I said I may not come back to Dallas.
Yeah, you better not go to Dallas, honey.
You know, that's J-Rock's city, and J-Rock is passionate about his city, baby. He even give us
I don't give a fuck about J-Rock and his city feeling. Shit.
Girl, he give us Houston girls the blues about Dallas, baby. He ride or die for Dallas, baby.
Rah, rah.
Yeah. Give a fuck. Go ahead please. On with the show.
Are we done here?
Yes, that's enough trash talking for that one. Now, what was the other subject?
Ooh.
Wasn't it a fight where Michi lived at? Didn't Michi get put out of his house?
First of all,
bitch, what? Some motherfuckers sit there. Bitch, I ain't never, ever, ever.
They said Michi spent so much money on Black Friday, his landlord put his black ass out.
Child, please. My landlord didn't put me out, honey. Okay? And I thank you. That $1,900 was paid a long time ago. Anywho. But, yeah, there was a fight in L.A., you know, of course, with father ex Ricky Escada, now member Chanel, with D-Lo, who was the child of Sunny Girl. So, apparently, someone was sleeping with someone's man. So, the tea that was given is the fact that the boy that Ricky was fighting on the video was sleeping with his boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Ricky found out. Ricky has said at wherever they was at prior to them going to the DMV parking lot, I'm still confused if they're really at the DMV parking lot because that's like a state building. You know, that's like Department of Motor Vehicle. Like, y'all fight really right there. The police ain't like on. Like. So, anywho, that's what they've been fighting at, I guess, the DMV parking lot. So, it started at wherever they were at prior to there, and Ricky told the boy's mother that his gay mother, he's going to slap him. And she told him, no, you're not going to slap my son. He said, oh, yes, I'm going to slap your son. She said, if you slap my son, you better slap me because I'm going to slap you. He said, well, you better get the slap again. And she did just that. She took off on him. So my insiders tell me that, you know, saw all rounds of the fight. It was like three rounds of this shit. Like, this shit just kept going all night. So, you know, he gets whooped by the pretty girl.
Who's outside?
Huh?
Who is outside?
I'm not outside.
Okay, now they back inside.
So he gets whooped by the mother, apparently, from what I was told. Then they go to fight, and so I guess her son wanted to fight his lover. Ricky was like, you ain't nobody fight my boyfriend. You got to fight me. You know, give him props for that. That's right. Stand up for your man. But apparently, Sunny Girl wants to fight the boyfriend because the boyfriend pulled her hair. And I guess Ricky pulled a knife out on her. It's like a whole lot going on with this whole situation. Like, it was just really, like, wow. Like, yes. My whole thing is this. First of all, honey, let me tell the girls this. If your lover sleeps with the next bitch, honey, you get your lover together. Why you get mad at her? She ain't did nothing but do what she do. Don't get mad at me if I sleep with your man. You get mad at your man for sleeping with me.
Spoken like a slut.
No, real talk. Because I didn't disrupt your home. Your man did. Your man left your home, not me. I'm not sleeping with you. I'm sleeping with your man. I'm not with you. You with your man. So why get mad? You need to get your man together. Get him together. How you beat a situation is by getting your man together and y'all still pop out pressed and together. But when your man is just doing the sneaky tutus and do's, I mean, what do? I don't know.
Michi, somebody wants to know if you got your Xbox and all your stuff for Black
Tell Jasmine
you tell tell Jasmine, motherfucker Couture, the motherfucking CEO, kiss my ass.
What you not going to do?
No. Let me tell you how. First, no. Let me tell you how Jasmine ate my motherfucking toe.
I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch.
Jasmine,
thank you.
No, you will not. You already know how I feel. Let me tell y'all what she did, okay? I had made a post because the girls wanted to get that little Xbox Ones and PS4s. Mind you, I had been out for about a good 6 hours and got nothing. So I was completely over it. So, mind you, all the girls started posting on Facebook and they're doing this thing. I started getting tagged in the posts of the girls, you know, posting their consoles and playing their games and things. So I'm getting really irritated. No shade, I really was. So then I had made a post. Me and Alexis was like, you know what, fuck these bitches. You know what I'm saying? We just go, you know, block all the bitches that got their Xbox Ones and PS4s posted up. So I had made this nasty little catty little post up on Facebook. Jasmine comes on the post and posts a picture of not just her Xbox One, but a picture of her PS4 on my motherfucking post.
Oh, I didn't even know she had one yet.
She didn't have one. She had both of them, mind you. Both. I just wanted one. I really wanted both of them, but I would have took just one. She came and posted her picture of both of them on my post. She shitted on me. I was not pleased.
My Christmas bonus.
I was not pleased. Fine, and I'm just sitting here playing my PS3 tonight. I was irritated.
Well, Christmas ain't got here yet.
No, like, I want mine now because they said Ms. PS4. I don't even want the Xbox One first. I want the PS4 first because they said Ms. PS4 is shitty. They said she is the T. Especially if you have an HD TV.
You can't play people that... You on a PS4, and you have people that's on your buddy list on your PS3, you can't play them. You can't add them. You can't do nothing. Can't say
well, honey, if you, well, I'm just going to have to start with the PS4 girls there. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? You can't sit around with everyone for so long. But for so long, it comes a point in the time where, you know, everyone just can't sit with you anymore. You know? No shade. We still speak. But, you know, everybody can't go where you're going. Mm-hmm. Why y'all get quiet?
Justin, you back.
Yeah, the PS4 shaded the girls who still got PS3s. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't sit with us right now.
Do you have a PS3, Justin?
I have a PS4 and I have a PS3 upstairs. It's sitting in my bedroom. The PS4 is downstairs. You know, I have to show her off.
Oh, what, Justin? Where do you live at, sweetie? I need to come play on your game console.
I have two controllers so we can do that. You know, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cute. I've enjoyed it. Like, you know, yeah. I just feel.
Well, you have to, like, you know, teach me, like, how the moves and stuff.
Okay, I can.
Is a joystick difficult?
No, it's pretty
what
cool.
What is this conversation going?
Thank you, J-Rock, because I was just about to say the same thing. Like, where the fuck is this going?
What? Like, what? I mean, shit. Justin inboxed me.
Okay.
Go to the next caller. Like, why y'all come at me like that? Like, for real? Really, though?
You know what?
J-Rock, we just sat here and heard your motherfucking 2 hours of this motherfucking Dallas Gulf Coast war bullshit with Marcus.
I
and you can't let me have my 2 motherfucking minutes of time?
I'm just saying it didn't sound like you were talking about nobody's PlayStation.
Even if I was talking about him, he's still a PlayStation. Okay.
Jason, get your kids.
He might be a PS10. Who knows?
Oh, Lord.
Why is Bishop tagging me over and over again in the same post? I don't understand.
Who?
Bishop, what's going on?
I'm making Trash Talk Tuesdays interesting, and I'm making it action-packed. That's what I'm trying to do.
How are you doing that, the Bishop?
Now, hold on.
I'll be if I could, so thank you.
Jason, since you wouldn't do it, it's some questions in the official ballroom thing.
Okay, that question has been asked several times, and it is the question that Bishop is referring to, ladies and gentlemen, that if you cannot see it, if you're not a part of the official room, is I've never heard of Marcus. What does he walk? That's already been discussed.
Okay, and then hold on. Marcus, this is from me. Marcus, do you recognize yourself as a hard critic in the ballroom scene?
Well, Marcus is gone.
He said he had another
Marcus
call. Where
is promoter of the year 4 years in a row in 5 regions.
Marcus,
okay.
Are you there?
What happened? Well, I said Marcus is 5 times of the year for promoter of the year in 4 regions. That's what I said.
Okay, and this is my last question.
Michi, this is Mayor Mark and Bishop.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Bishop, ask Marcus his question.
Mute me.
Marcus,
hello? You're not going to answer the question, Marcus?
Marcus, for me.
Question.
Hold on, Marcus,
okay,
for me.
Okay, the question is, it wasn't his question, but he wanted to make it hot. The question was, and it's already been said twice this evening and several times before, I've never heard of Marcus. What does he
do? I've never heard of him either. That's the first thing, the more than likely. However, since people want to know where did I come from, I started ballroom in Atlanta. My first category was schoolboy realness. I walked schoolboy realness. I got 10s. If you bitches want to go and get a Serve the Kids DVD, I walked Stuart Ebony's People's Choice Awards ball. Go get the DVD. It's on DVD. I've walked a few other balls. After you walked that, the Icon ball, too. I remember that.
No,
they walked the Icon ball.
Okay, Marcus.
I was trying to walk you out, bitch. I don't make up history. That's because the girls can. I'm from a DVD era, so everybody, they can go back and check if they really want to. I'd rather tell the truth than kiss the girl with a lie. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather hook you with the truth. So,
well, I mean, it is fake Tuesday. This is a fake all day. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's being lies. That's how the girls become legends now. Make it up history and nobody go back and check it.
Marcus, you know, we just had a conversation earlier.
Marcus.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that you have legendary status or icon status?
No, I don't want a legendary icon status either. I would like people's respect, and I believe I feel as though I have received respect for throwing events.
Hmm.
I believe I am respected for that aspect. That's all I've ever been, and that's all I ever really wanted was respect, and however it was. But I feel as though when it comes to my events, people do respect me. They consider them valid, fun events that are worthy of attending. What else?
Okay.
This is
my question towards Trey Garçon. I hope you're still listening. Trey Garçon. Marcus is known as one of the top people in the South for throwing balls and promoting balls. He came to Texas. Trey Garçon, why why would you go on Marcus when he sat on the panel? Listen, why would you go on Marcus when he sat on the panel and he came to support a ball in Texas?
From my knowledge, and I know I probably don't have much knowledge, but I probably know more than you. I don't think he's just known in the South.
Hey, Shamika, I respect you, but honestly, I ain't trying to be known, whatever, but I'm just asking questions. I'm asking questions, baby.
She was making a correction to your question or statement, actually, Bishop. She was not coming for you. She was making a correction. Go ahead. Proceed.
Where the fuck is Granny at tonight? I need some Granny.
Yes, I know. We're all calling the dicks.
I want to give a shout out to the House of Fellas.
Bitch, I want to give a shout out to a B Blanco and a Blanco family, bitch.
Somebody need to get me a 50.
Rest in peace, Brian from Family Guy.
Get me a 50.
Wait, hold on. What you say?
I said,
get
rest
me a
in
50.
Peace, Brian from Family Guy.
They killed the fucking dog off the show?
Oh, God, where you been at, bitch?
I've been working. I don't watch TV unless it's
we
scandalous.
We talked about it one night on the show, though. Like, when it first happened, I think they had a show the same night or the next night.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that. They killed off, no. Oh, y'all showed it because I said they killed off Lois, too, but she bet. You sure did.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe it. I just, in disbelief.
Oh, okay.
Y'all know I watch Family Guy every night, right, to go to sleep.
Oh.
How the fuck can you go to sleep?
Man, I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm at tomorrow. Coming on. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Bishop, I got to go. I actually have to go. But, Bishop, and I really want to say one thing. I went to Texas and I judged balls, and these same girls that say they don't see me actually put me on all their panels, and I'm one of the other girls who never asked to judge a ball. In fact, most times I tell people no. What you mean they won't? They will.
And you know what, Marcus, that was my exact thing, my statement.
I'm one of those ones that don't like judging because, one, I am very, what's the word? I am critical. I'm even critical on who sits on my
hand.
You're
meticulous.
Right, I'm very meticulous.
Uh-huh.
Right, but I also do know the flavor. I do like people who actually know ballroom flavor because just because you walked, you can be legendary realness, but you know nothing about fashion. And I hear fashion girls say that all the time. Well, I got girls judging me with my labels on, and, bitch, they don't know. You know, a label from, you know, whatever. They don't know ready to wear till they don't know what spring, summer, and what's current pieces and what's exactly what to wear. So everybody's going to always get a critique on what they maybe not be good at. What I will accept is that some people feel as though because I have not walked a whole lot that I don't understand the feeling of compassion of being one of those people on the floor. And I've been chopped at balls, and I've also gotten 10. So I do understand that, but I've been the one that I could never see nobody sitting there and judging me when I don't feel as though they're better than me. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that was it.
Marcus.
Oh, child, what?
Was you talking about the Gulf Coast, Marcus?
You know, they can be legends. They're like people who walk legendary fashionistas that feel as though when they walk a ball, they got a runway girl judging them. And this, you might be legendary runway and won $1 million, but you still don't know fashion.
When you said something about fashion, you made me think of that video of Gina Gospel when she said shoes, Bessie Johnson, belts, Bessie Johnson.
Right. So it happens all the time.
She had on a summer coat, a winter coat or some shit, yeah.
Right. She said she had all fall, winter, spring, and summer pieces. Yes, she did. So, I mean, that shit happens. I mean, I don't mind a read about people in that scene. There's always going to be somebody, like I told you on the radio, my mother told me, somebody in the world is going to always be better than you. You might be smart, but somebody's out there smarter. I live that to my life. I'm going to be good. I'm okay with just being good. And I'm working more to be great and better. That's it. I'm about to have a date now. Me too. You have a good night.
Oh, you about to have your date now?
No, I'm just playing.
Are you going to pay for their time and buy them dinner, make them your boyfriend by next weekend?
You need to stop coming for that child. You really need to stop that.
I mean, that's what the girls inboxed to me, but I was not.
You know what? I'm not going to do that. That's a very disgusting
situation. I said I was
situation.
Not
going
to discuss it on the radio show. So we're not
you discussed it, though, and you really throwing hints, and I don't think that's fair because I really don't think that's right. You don't know if that happened for real or not.
Please, because you loved it when I was stuck to you earlier, honey.
Right, but we were not on that. Y'all got to realize. That was on a private phone call. When you do things publicly like that, you really are trying to.
I didn't say anybody's name. I didn't say anybody's name.
But the girls know who we talking about.
No, they don't. Keep it. Good night. Good night, Briss. Call me tomorrow. I love you. Wow.
So, Michi, who are you talking about?
Moving right along.
No, so who are you talking about? It's Make It Hot Tuesday. Who are you talking about?
Who's
taking that purse, Michi?
Put it on the table like you're saying.
Who's taking that purse,
oh,
Michi?
Oh, Bishop, keep it calm. Huh?
What city do they live in?
Ooh, the girls are... Hold on, because they're in my box.
Bonnie in your box. Use your imagination.
Bishop, you use your fucking imagination and get you some fucking thought process going.
Use your imagination and think you can sing better than me.
No, I can sing
better than you. You know what's about to happen?
Well, you're not going to put us on a private chat.
Y'all not going to put us on a challenge for every fucking thing. Because
I'm not a motherfucker about to sit here and carry
you.
All that
carry. Get over it. Bishop, you need to stop with that shit with J-Rock because you know it will never end. You know the type of person J-Rock is?
No, I'm over the J-Rock situation, baby.
We know both y'all act like little fucking magic,
of.
And y'all will both do everything.
I'm off that post, baby.
We have a caller, and private caller, you're on the air.
None of y'all can sing, in my opinion. Hey, y'all.
You ain't never heard me sing, Miss Jones.
For real, they acting like Lil Magic from Living Color. Y'all remember the Living Color? They Kim Wayne used to play like the little girl, Lil
Magic.
Oh,
Miss Shamika, girl, don't try me. I live for you and everything, but I can't understand everything you be saying, girl. Rosetta Stone is your new girlfriend.
Rosetta Stone is for Spanish, though, right? Or is she every language?
She could teach you English, too.
I know English. That's not a problem. I mean, my accent, you probably get it twisted, but, yeah,
no,
I'm not saying it for nothing. Don't try me, Mama Jones. It's not that funny.
I'm going to change myself into the axe man.
Over there sounding like Sissy Mobley.
It's Sissy Mobley, and I don't sound like him. Sorry.
No, I live for you, girl. Hey, y'all, I had to deactivate my Facebook because Jimmy told me to.
Oh,
why
no.
You doing that?
How your book?
How
your book doing, Ms. Jones?
Oh, it's doing good. Did you read it?
No, you need to give me your Facebook so I can see what your book about. Maybe I'll buy it.
I ain't got it. Didn't you just hear me?
Is it on Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's on iTunes. We got the digital. It's a digital download on iTunes.
Your face on it?
Yeah.
When you going to do some music, Mama Jones?
I got a couple of tracks. Who want to sing on it?
I just want to do background.
Oh, yeah, you could do background. You look like a background girl.
You're a dream girl.
Stop the press. Don't start singing right now.
Are you going to sing something for us, Bishop?
You said what?
Sugar.
We can go in a private room and I can let you hear. I can let you have it, man.
Oh no. Last time somebody was in some privates with you, you sent your dick pictures with nut all over them. I don't got time.
Well, maybe if you have a little cream in your mouth, that voice will get better.
I don't do that.
I'm not doing that. No. Maybe if you lubricate your room, right? Let me bust a quick note for y'all.
Come on, hit it.
That's the ones with fangs and falling, la 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 la.
Yes.
Work, Mama Jones.
Yeah. But why the father got beat like that in that video?
World star.
Who got beat?
Well, he was trying to protect his man.
Oh, that video.
Well, his man should have protected
video. Where
him.
Is the video?
Well, I mean, she did jump in the fight and, you know, snatch Sunny Girl's hair.
His ass got wore out. And Marcus ain't nobody of the year, child.
He is of the year in 4 regions, 5 years in a row, promoter of the year. Do not take from him.
And then it, and it then it stopped. And then it stopped. No, but I just came on here to keep cackle with y'all for a few.
Mama D, with your book sales, you should be stealing Chris's shoes.
I got your
did
steak.
Did you try to do that?
I got Mr.
Y'all
steak.
Y'all see how Mama Jones stole like 3 pairs of her Louboutins?
No, I actually borrowed
them. That's how they paid her to babysit.
I borrowed them. They was mine. My son bought them for me.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah. And I got the girl stealing for me. I don't got a steal. Trace stole me a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Mama Jones, do you smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
How many you smoke a day?
Why you worry?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't suck a car in the day. I smoke like 5. Why? I sound like I smoke more. Why y'all bitches got so dry?
Because
your throat dry.
Dry pussy bitches.
Oh.
We're granted, she's the only real bitch. She's the only
real bitch. Is it true that the whole entire Midwest app, Dirty Chanel, shut down?
What?
I said, is it true that the whole entire Midwest chapter of the Chanel shut down?
I thought Fred was the whole chapter within itself.
Don't come unmuting me now, honey. Don't come unmuting me now asking me a motherfucking thing about no damn Chanel. Put me back on mute,
honey. Oh! Hey, sister.
What happened with the Chanel?
Well, Tiffany, I didn't ask the question, so I was letting the person that wanted to know let's talk to you.
All
Tiffany,
Meech,
that's your house, though.
All Meech can do for me is answer me this one question. Who was in that video fighting that was orange like a Oompa Loompa? I thought they was an extra for the lollipop gift.
Tiffany. Sometimes I forget
that,
you a Chanel.
Tiffany, that's Sunny Girl, the one that I was told whooped Ricky first, and then it took it for round 2 because she wanted to fight the boyfriend for pulling her hair.
Wow.
When she was fighting Ricky.
Everybody just had a
turn. Instead, Ricky and her son, the one that Ricky said he was going to slap, ended up fighting. So as you can see, the slap didn't go the way that Ricky wanted it.
Oh. Maybe they was giving me, what that show was called? New Jersey Boardwalk. Well, I forgot what it was called, but it was.
They gave me Love and Hip Hop LA.
No, straight man down, honey.
That shit was fucking boring.
Tiffany, I got
Bishop,
to
ask you this. How the fuck you on here trying to social climb the avatars? You on Facebook, Mama Jones. Can I get on Facebook?
Ooh.
You got a Facebook, Mama Jones? You on, how you on social climb a fucking avatar?
Excuse me, bitch. I'm not an avatar. If you check your history, bitch, I forgot you was a Chanel. I only remember because of your Facebook name. You don't really make noise, girl.
Sound like you got avatar in your throat.
Mama Jones, girl, go somewhere and sit down and have a hysterectomy, girl. You need to
girl.
Girl, it sound like you don't have
not
one in your throat.
Girl, it sounds like,
it sounds like
you were sucking
look,
on the neck
that
bone
look like
before
it's
you got
cold.
Alive.
That pussy look like it's cold and dead, honey. That's
half a need to
like
drink on aloe vera juice.
And that pussy hot. And that pussy hot as well. Open them legs.
310-764.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh.
Well, like, clearly they didn't know what they were pressing.
They have an orgy over there, motherfucker.
Well, let me listen.
Anybody Tiffany, I have an inbox that said, how can you talk about anybody's makeup when you're using Pancake
22?
I mean, get it right, baby. I never use Pancake. First of all, y'all bitches can't take me, okay? Let's get it down, because I'm so tired of you hoes. Half of you hoes need makeup, okay? Y'all need to put
on the
Second of all, I use NC45 by
Shut up. Girl, you already said you use pancake mix. Shut up.
What's private caller?
Yes, it's Big Ange calling in. I'm Big Ange. Hello.
Mama Joan, that's your boyfriend.
Big Ange, hello.
What's going on, Big Ange?
Well, we're trying to get Mama Jones to come to the Drunken Monkey.
hey, can I ask you a question, man?
Oh, God.
Are you talking to Big Ange, me?
Yeah. Would you eat Mama Jones' ass?
Oh,
she come on, Bishop. All you had to say was, "Can she eat your ass?" Don't use my name as your name.
She won't. She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Girl, I can't understand how you making money off of that face, you big monkey.
It's all right, honey. Taste my holiday wine. It's holiday wine. Yeah.
My book selling is real good. How's yours?
It's going great. I can't tell. Everyone's drunk at the Drunken Monkey, not reading the book.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, she's busy drinking her misery away.
832-775.
What's going on? It's Armani Chanel.
Hey, Armani.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, Armani?
How are y'all?
Oh,
Lord.
Hi, Armani. Where you from?
Hey,
Mom. Oh, nothing. Y'all not going to give my sister Tiffany too much. She is a Mac
right,
girl all day.
Armani, Tiffany is on here with all her brothers, so clearly she would never get too much.
Okay.
So don't worry, keep calm.
Armani,
we got her.
Is this my new friend, Armani, the one that just added me on Facebook?
Yes, Shamika. Hey, boo.
Oh, hey, Armani. I know. Congrats from this weekend winning.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you so much. I wanted to say hey to Mother Jasmine. She had made her intro, but she ain't never say nothing.
She was letting the hoes know it.
She wanted us to know that she was listening. And keep,
I know y'all was telling me. Y'all
she was telling me to
nasty.
Keep it cute. She's listening.
As a matter of fact, she was saying, keep it the fuck cute, Michi.
Yeah, y'all was getting a little nasty.
J-Rock, shut the hell up. Ain't you got enough to deal with down in that Gulf Coast? Shit.
Don't start.
Please don't start J-Rock with his shit. Please don't.
Ain't nobody seen a motherfucking J-Rock in his military badge, honey.
No.
I got a badge too, nigga.
Girl, as Miss Imani, Tiffany is not no Mac girl. She more like a Mac 10 girl.
Mama John, for my elders, and seeing as how you damn near 100, I'm trying to give you the utmost respect. I keep much on my time.
Mama Jones, but the camera zoomed in on your toes, baby, when you was rubbing that mud shit all dry.
Oh, damn.
Bitch, you must have been barefoot on Jones Beach all your life. Your feet, huh?
Let me call Christy to get in both of y'all
ass. Baby. That poop car is rotten.
And Jason, what your shady ass over there doing? You ain't said nothing.
I'm about to bring this private. Well, see, they keep putting their hand up, then they take it down. I don't know what they playing, the hokey pokey.
Them are the granny.
Probably so.
Y'all have to answer my question. Is that video recent of Khadija? Did she get some lipo work recently?
I don't know, Tyler. I ain't never seen that girl next.
Free ball.
Yeah, I know. I said something on the post, but I can't tell, like, just by the, you know, the, I don't know, just by the video, you can't tell if it's now or if it's back then. I don't know.
Oh, her and Kelly's back and forth in the room. Okay, special alert, Kelly and Khadija are now reading an official ballroom group. So if you are a member in the group or you're in the group, go ahead and tap into the room right now because it's...
I now give to you.
You can take all the things you want.
The controversy.
Nah.
Sorority, I'm not going back and forth at it with Khadija at all.
Honey,
I told Khadija
you,
like I told Khadija on that post. I came home. I paid Khadija. I didn't mention Khadija's name in any of my videos. I never said anything about Khadija or anybody. I wasn't throwing shade at anyone. Khadija knocked on my door first in Baltimore, so I knocked back on her motherfucking door, Miss Thing. One thing the girl must know with me, Miss Thing, don't send for me, Miss Thing. Like I told Khadija, Miss Thing, her body is hard. I can be as fat as I motherfucking want, Miss Thing. Her body is still hard, and it's motherfucking wrong, bitch. And I know that I'm not supposed to be in a motherfucking two-piece motherfucking bathing suit at all.
Oh, Lord,
my challenge to Khadija is I will get in a two-piece bathing suit and come that I'm not supposed to be in a two-piece bathing suit. I have no business being in one, but my body is softer than Khadija's body would ever motherfucking be. Her body is wrong. It's hard. It's like motherfucking concrete. You can build building with her motherfucking body. Khadija don't ever want to send for me, bitch. And she want to talk about that post. I need that post. My family don't love me. And my family didn't love me, Khadija. Baby, the three people in my family that signed me up, Miss Thing, and bailed me out.
They wouldn't
have bailed me out if they didn't love me, Khadija.
Right.
The family don't love you, Miss Thing, because you're ugly, Miss Thing. You're a mess. You look like trash. Ooh. That wig is wrong, Miss Thing. And you want to talk about somebody's hairline? Bitch, we don't even know if you got that hairline, Miss Thing. What a ball snatch motherfucking ponytail. And those 24, you've been wearing those $29.99 lace wigs for so long, Miss Thing. You probably don't have a motherfucking hairline. I'm not going to ever sit and go back and forth at it with any anyone because I have this format right here that my sister pays for that I can go back and forth at it with people. And then I also have YouTube that I can go back and forth at it with people. But if you would like to play with me, Khadidra, you could definitely come out to the next function and we could definitely play and read back and forth. Or like I told you underneath that post, you could definitely call into the show and definitely play with me if you want to play. But you will never win with me. You got a better chance of reading me and winning, bitch, when the cameras is off and the radio is on. When these motherfucking lights, camera, actions come on, bitch, I'm going to always come up on top, Miss Thing. And I don't give a fuck what any of you naughty motherfucking bitches that sit and make your motherfucking comments have to say about me underneath your comments. I can't too less of what y'all comments that y'all have to say. Oh, Khadidra won this battle, Khadidra did that. I don't give a fuck what y'all motherfucking bitches say, bitch. Y'all can all suck my motherfucking ass along with Khadidra hard ass brick and take some of that silicone that she has in her body and go build y'all bitches an apartment and get off people's motherfucking floors.
Hold up, double damn physical challenge. Hold the fuck up. Let's get this motherfucking shit going. Now we don't have the motherfucking Trishan, what's her name, motherfucking battle. Okay, so now we got the big bitch battle of the motherfucking East Coast, Khadidra versus Kelly.
It's not a battle. The difference between
I don't
me,
know, Miss Kelly.
Let me tell you something. It's not a battle.
You may be softer than her.
Something. It's not a battle,
Miss Day.
I know I'm a big girl, Miss Day. Y'all can't see my stomach and stuff when I come out. I don't wear girdles. I don't wear Spanx or none of that. Any
are you scared of the battle, Kelly? Are you scared of the battle?
Out there and you want to come and rub up on my body when you see me at a ball and I got on one of my tight spinning dresses, bitch, and you don't see my stomach or my curves or my rolls or anything. I don't wear girdles unlike Khadidra.
It's no shame.
Hey, Khadidra wants to take its fake thing back. She's back in the 90s and the early 80s when she used to be something before she got all that wrong body, but it was wrong back then. But it was a little softer, Miss Faye. She want to continue to think that she is that now and walk a sex siren and body and all of that shit and a girdle, bitch. No, it's wrong. Let's be motherfucking real, Miss Faye. Bitch, I never say that I was ever something that I wasn't, Miss Faye. Bitch, when this makeup comes off, Miss Day, I'm like every other motherfucking cunt that's around this motherfucking way, Miss Day. But when the paint comes on, Miss Day, and the dress come on, bitch, I'm a motherfucking face motherfucking diva, bitch. I know what it is. These girls need to start realizing what it is when that makeup and shit comes off and those clothes come off and it's motherfucking wrong. And you're sitting there laying up with those dykes, Miss Day, and it feels like they laying next to a motherfucking 16-foot Mack truck. Bitch, I'm tired of you motherfucking girls continuing to sit and come for me, and I don't play with you girls. I never mentioned her name. I never mentioned the other lady name, Miss Day, because what happened before I went to jail, it happened before I went to jail. You knocked on my door. You started this battle, bitch, so let's motherfucking continue it since you want a motherfucking battle. This battle will never be any of you motherfucking bitches when it comes to me.
And I want to let y'all
know that, okay? And so all the fake profiles that got kicked out the group for that been put in the group in the last year and a half, Miss Day, if y'all continue to knock at my door or knock at anybody in my surroundings motherfucking door, the girls would continue to get kicked out the motherfucking group. But shortly, but slowly, but shortly, I will continue to let y'all back in. But to y'all girls that went into the new room that they made or the old room that they had and was sitting there reading me, and the girl sent me the message of them reading me, Miss Thing, you'll take longer to get back in the groups, Miss Thing. I keep telling y'all, any group that's out there, Miss Thing, and y'all got all these bitches out there in those groups, Miss Thing, I'm going to always get the tea or get a motherfucking screenshot, Miss Thing. So girls, tread lightly when you talk about me in any motherfucking group, because it's definitely going to come to my inbox. And when you're kicked out the room, don't be in my inbox asking me why you kicked out the room. You should already know why you kicked out the room, because you're still reading me in other groups. Mistake. I'm the queen, bitch, around here, mistake. No, that.
I tag you in everything I read you in any group I'm in, honey.
Okay, and y'all have a good night, Miss Thing. I'm going back to sleep because I guess you know y'all girls felt some type of way that I said it the last time when I was on my video, Miss Thing. But I ain't never been motherfucking pressed, Miss Thing, bitch. Y'all put it out there, bitch. Yes, I read Christopher Glenn, and Christopher Glenn definitely come on here and read Damon Harrison anytime he want, Miss Thing, because, bitch, I know what the fuck I am, bitch. I know what the fuck it is, bitch. I'm a motherfucking illusion, Miss Thing, bitch. When I take off my clothes, bitch, I got the same thing that every other motherfucking nigga got between his motherfucking legs. It's a fucking illusion for the motherfucking streets, bitch, okay? Yes, I am legendary motherfucking realness with my boy name. I'm legendary realness without moaning for all these years, bitch. Other bitches have to tip in molds in their body to look like cunt, bitch. Know that. For all you bitches that want to come on, talk about who's legendary running, still with a boy name, bitch. I change my name when I choose to, bitch. I don't do shit for the ballroom. I never got work or anything because the ballroom wanted me to. That's why a lot of these girls are running around here fucked up right now and miserable with their life because they really didn't want to be a girl, but somebody pushed them to get motherfucking surgery, mistake, and now they regretting it.
Say it, mother. You came out the pussy what?
I came out the pussy looking this way. Y'all seen the pictures, Miss Thing. It ain't like y'all ain't got boy pictures of me, bitch. Y'all seen it, bitch. I came out looking like hot. I'm going to sleep, Miss Say. And anybody that really cares about me, Miss Say, you can pray for mother because she's going to court. And no, I'm not bitter and cranky, bitches, that said that in that group because I'm going to jail, Miss Say. No, I'm not bitter or cranky, and that's not why I kicked you out the group. But y'all going to tread lightly when it comes to motherfucking reading children and health statuses and motherfucking groups, Miss Say. That's what's not going to motherfucking happen.
Bitch, only two pieces I see you fucking with is the Popeye special.
Come on the show and read Kelly, because you can't read in the group. FYI, if you read Kelly in the group, you're getting kicked out tonight. So come on to the show and read Kelly now. The lines are open for all the Kelly reads.
The doors of the church are now open.
Anybody want to come kneel and read? Is there one?
I'm about to let Meshach, Indigo, and the Billy Goat.
Where's Naima?
Is Naima on here?
That's one. I guess he must have got tired and said, child,
where's
somebody
the motherfucker?
Somebody is lashing like Jasmine, and I'm like, is Jasmine on this line?
I'll never
tell.
She probably
is on this line playing with that raggedy-ass PS4 she got over there. It's about the shit about
to
break down. She got the mouth.
Yes! I'm a boss-ass bitch.
Boss-ass bitch.
Meechie, yes, why don't you ask your wife what happens when you knock at Jasmine's door?
Hey, Auntie, I love you too, Wow.
What's Kelly talking about Naima when she said they regret being a girl now?
No, she always says that. She's always said that, though.
Mama Jones.
Yeah.
Why are you coming for Naima? You know damn well Kelly was not talking about Naima.
I just asked the question.
Baby.
Yeah, I know this child that they tagged in the room who had the $20 mouth specials.
Oh, shit, I just saw that.
$20?
$20 to get the head and $40 to fuck.
What?
Ain't that shit?
And then it says these are quick sessions only. Four sessions can be arranged.
If they get 5 dicks to suck, they get a whopping $100.
They boiling, bitch. No.
Ooh, girl. Y'all should not sell yourself.
For all the girls with a green dot card, I have $50 for the bitch that can call in here and read any of the cast members to filth.
Let's go.
Who is that?
Me too. Am I considered a cast member? So the girl's going to come on here and try me.
Yes, Mama Jones. Keep her on the line. They're coming for
yes.
you.
Okay, somebody has pressed 1.
Come through.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Naima. What's up, yo?
I need the information.
What's up, bitch? It's Chantra.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
The
funeral for my
oh, my God.
Is going to be held.
Oh, my God. Jason.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he tried all of that. You know she going to say, good morning, everybody. Everyone. Yes,
ooh.
I'm waiting on it.
Naima, sis, I know you listening. Please press 1.
What's up, this Naima, yo?
Girl.
Oh, he tried.
I recall you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, bitch? It's Chantra.
Hey, Chantra.
What's up, bitches? What y'all doing? What's up, Sharika, bitch?
Hey, Chantra.
What's up, bitch? Now, we need to get Miss Brillo pad up on this bitch, honey.
Yes,
okay.
Girl, you got to get him on there.
If somebody got Spike Lee's phone number, please call Spike Lee.
That bitch hairline thing, every time I try to grow something, he's pulling me back.
But then she was giving her hair was expensive, honey. She said it came from overseas, bitch.
Bitch.
Okay.
So she said all that stuff came from overseas. Bitch, just because you shop at the Chinese store does not make that overseas fashion.
Girl, she talked about the Mississippi River, honey.
I cannot.
Bitch, them glasses was thick. She could see into next year and last year.
Ooh, my God.
Talking about she's a top. Okay, girl.
Girl, what killed me was when she said she was legendary. I said, bitch, what?
So, Michi.
Wait, she a top? Who's she topping, bitch?
Michi. You know Michi?
I'm here.
So you really feel some way, you feel some kind of way about Jazzy having all her stuff and you don't have shit, huh?
Are you trying to continue to press a motherfucking button so she can bring her ass in here with that motherfucking theme song and cut me off? Yes. She came on my motherfucking post of anger and posted her pictures of not one but both consoles. That one was one. This bitch got both of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, I done ran out of motherfucking blunt wrap. Shit, I need a blunt again. Damn, y'all don't got my blood level up.
Maybe if you put the blunt down, you can buy an Xbox or a PS4.
No shade. I was sitting in the parking lot of Walmart smoking boots and, you know, trying to get in the line. It was just so
that's
long.
Maybe that's what the problem is. Put the blunt down, back up, and then you can get what you need.
The coin was not the issue, but I'm going to smoke my blunt. I'm in California.
We can do that.
You don't have no prescription for that weed.
Yes, I do.
$50, you can have one too, Blue.
Prescription.
I have headache and chronic back pains. I am a bottom. You said what?
Where did that come from?
What big woman? What did you say so we're not going to see my doctor Friday? I can
wait a minute. Wait a minute. I had my phone on me. What the fuck did you just say to me?
I said I have headaches and chronic back pains. I am a bottom.
Yes, I will be telling my doctor that on Friday.
And I think.
Okay. And you have a card before you leave by 3 o'clock.
too much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening from the chat room or from Skype, you now have about 5 minutes to call in before it goes into record mode.
y'all girls need yearly whole exams.
Oh my God. Jesus.
What
the hell was that, Tiffany?
Is Tiffany still with us? I don't think I put her back on mute.
She put me on mute.
She is.
Yeah, she's like, don't see over there sucking on crawfish and shrimp.
Uh-huh.
Y'all not going to keep coming for my sister? Okay. If she wants to suck on crawfish and shrimp at 12:54 a.m. in Houston, Texas, then she can suck on crawfish and shrimp.
You must be sucking on the slim breads because crawfish not in season, baby. That's a farm raised cow, whichever one you eat.
So, baby, we have something called the crawfish stack, honey. And they
wait a minute. I think this is not Ama.
All year long.
2-0-5-8-1.
Hey, okay, so what's the tea, honey? I was told to call out or something, honey. I'm just getting out this ball. What's the tea?
What ball is that, sister?
Down here, at A-List.
Oh, you was at A-List Tuesdays at Burns?
Yeah, honey, just
tell all the girls I said hey.
Who's this?
This Michi. They know me.
Oh, Michi. So what happened? Somebody told me call in because y'all was talking, knocking at my door or something.
Yes,
huh?
Somebody called in on a private call.
How was A-List Tuesday's, Naima? Give us the tea.
Oh,
was it twirls?
It was actually kind of cute. It's a cute crowd. It's a cute crowd down here. Let me walk.
Really?
Let me see what he giving over here, honey.
Are you out there? It be boys out there, no shade. Across the street over there, standing in that little corner, little sat by the postal little thing.
It must have been $5.
Tip on over there,
sister. $5 before 12.
I did listen to the show earlier.
Sister, the
tweet
is, you don't tip with the girls, so you got to tip by yourself, though, girl. You got to tip by yourself to tip the girls.
Stop talking over people.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to get my sister some peace. She's trying to creep against her. She's trying to creep, honey. I'm trying to tell her how to creep over there by Buns, honey. You don't creep with the girl.
No, I ain't
got to creep by yourself,
anything because he already over here waiting.
Shut up, bitch. Can't wait on you, girl.
I'm going to put him on the phone in a second since I finished saying what I want to say. But, bitch, I was listening to the show early when I first called in, honey, and I had a couple things to say. The first thing I had to say was J-Rock is not having it tonight, honey, because he was over there reading earlier. And then, the second thing I wanted to say, I wanted to quote what Letitia said earlier. Letitia said, "I have been sold out of better crack houses by uglier people." And then,
yes, God.
And then, what was I to say? Oh, where is Shadrack, Meshach, and the Bad Negro?
Yes, there you go. That's what we said.
Naima,
huh?
But what you didn't hear is when a private caller called in and said, "What's up, yo? This is Naima."
No, anybody,
it's a nigga
there.
Yes, he did. It was a nigga.
So wait a minute. Oh, you know this is a radio show, bitch. You want to say hi?
Oh, you don't want to say hi?
Who is that? Who is that, Naima?
Wait a minute. Who is that you want to
Women's trouble at?
She's doing too much.
What do you mean I'm talking about I'm doing too much?
She is live at A-List Tuesdays outside giving us the fucking aftermath live, okay? Calm down, Miss
okay.
Jones.
They're going to be live on the radio show.
Girl.
Some child with some fake voice, honey, but it's Jason, it's Kelly, and
you
Calvin.
Fake,
who else?
Fake voice, bitch.
I wish your voice was fake. Listen, y'all, Lil James said that he loved y'all.
Lil James Conn.
Hello?
Hey, Lil James Conn. What's going on? What's new with the House of Conn? What's going on? What's up? Welcome to the motherfucking Blog Talk Radio. Talk shit, motherfucking trash Tuesday. What's up, nigga?
Hi, Kelly.
That is not Kelly.
Oh, Lil James, you just called me Kelly. So Kelly sound like a man.
Who's this?
This is Michi. Kelly sound like a man.
Hey, Lil James, hey.
What's up?
Nothing. Welcome to Blog Talk. This is the radio show. Everyone's listening.
Yeah.
You want to give a shout out?
Oh, so I'm on air?
Give a
you
shout out
on the air. You are live on the air.
Yeah,
yes, you are.
I'm ready to tell I love you.
I don't have no shout outs. Just everybody mentioned the other time the purge.
How was A-List Tuesdays? Give us your feedback. How was it tonight?
I hate this place. I don't fucking like coming down.
Ooh. Who won?
Who won what?
Performance.
I did.
What? It's always you in trouble. Like, what the fuck? Y'all need to sit down and let somebody else fucking walk and win.
This is my first time here in forever.
Lil James, you just won hand performance at Maurice Ball. I was sitting right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that was like 2 months ago.
Hey, little James, but hold on 1 minute, little James. Michi, you got my $50 ready?
No, you
got my $50, Michi, because I'm about to take off for
your
motherfucking ass. Don't do me, Michi. Hey, little James, how you doing?
No, you can't read me.
But Michi, don't do it, baby, because I'll be getting that $50 from you, bitch. I'm going to take off and you try me again.
Kelly, I'm boy of the week until next Sunday, right?
Yeah, your boy of the week until next week, Sunday.
All right. Hold on. Hey, go not email. Hold on.
You can put me back on hold.
No, you're going to
okay, hello.
For the rest of the night.
Kelly, you cannot be a cast member, and you cannot read the cast members. Yes, you try to come through because I'm going to get $50 to whoever can come through and read a cast member and get me up, honey.
Women, are y'all getting ready to fight? Cause wait,
I have
the
call.
I can get off this line and I can record it.
Girl, this is not no mother. Record.
Well,
they
about
we
to fight,
Naima.
You don't got to give it. You just hang up your phone and you record the fight and send it to me.
Okay.
Who's gonna hype you right now? Since I'm back on the line,
and I heard y'all ask about the House of Chanel and Tiffany and them didn't want to get the tea. The tea was Mother Alana left. She was supposed to be leaving. She'd been thinking about leaving ever since the Balenciaga ball mistake. But she finally made up her mind this weekend and she left, mistake, and she hit it. And so you know her and Derek goes wherever each other goes, mistake. So before Derek can motherfucking hit Fred and them with that he was leaving too. Fred just kicked all of them out and closed the Midwest chapter, honey. That's what happened with them, honey. And then I got T also that Letitia is taking 30 Revlons with her to the House of Icon.
Okay. Well, since Kelly said I'm not the bad guy, I got that T too.
Ooh.
And I got that T from a Revlon.
Mistake, I be gagging at y'all girls. Y'all be scared to pump tea, Mistake. Y'all wait for me to come and pump motherfucking tea, Mistake. What y'all gonna do, God forbid, Mistake, I go on vacation or they give me this drug program and I'm going.
Sometimes it depends on, you know, sometimes you got to pick and choose your battles. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody knock your teeth out,
Mitchie. Nobody's gonna knock my teeth out. It's no fucking shade. I've been slicing, stabbing, and at this time, but
they
nobody
say you
don't.
You
out.
Know they say they'll turn off the lights.
Let me motherfucking tell you something. I have two motherfucking brothers that was motherfucking in and out the pen my whole motherfucking childhood life. And one thing that motherfucking Tommy was, bitch, you know, when a motherfucking shit's going to break down or you see a bitch in the building that you know you got a motherfucking problem with, you keep your motherfucking back against the motherfucking wall and pay a motherfucking
Lord,
attention.
You sound like Bishop.
So many motherfucking
that for my brother.
That was a lot of motherfuckers, Meechie.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm drinking Carlos Ross, and I've had about three blunts.
You made me have flashbacks of the night that I had to leave your father.
The what? Jason, okay. Let me tell you a motherfucking thing, okay?
Yeah, that man was a beast.
Wait, did not Emo walk tonight?
I just want to let y'all know I'm still here, but I had the phone on mute because, you know, because Kelly is nosy.
Naima, did you hear that question?
No, wait a minute, hold on, let me walk over here. Wait a minute, don't leave yet, y'all.
So Naima was off to the side talking to a piece, so she had her phone on mute because she said Kelly is nosy and she was getting a tea with some boy, which means Kelly was a clock. The boys more than likely or would have got into the tea, but, you know, she didn't want Kelly to get it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just fisted you, though. I did just fist you, but go ahead.
Actually, that's what Naima does. I don't do that. Naima does that. She watched my videos, Miss Thing, and she see me talking to Luke, Miss Thing, and she wants some other fucking, catch their Instagram and their phone number and stuff and read lips and pause the videos and all types of things. I don't give that, Miss Thing. Hey, Letitia, how you doing? Letitia is out there, so Letitia's listening to the show. Hey, Letitia, how you doing? All you girls that don't know how to talk correctly, Miss Thing, get your tea straight from Letitia, honey.
Tell Letitia to get on here. Tell her. She was like, bitch, I have been throwing out a better crack houses but uglier girls. I was like, ooh, no, bitch.
Yes. Hey, Letitia. Oh, Naima, did
hey,
you walk
mother,
tonight?
Letitia.
That bitch said Shadrach, Meshach, and a billy goat.
Thank you. Hey, mother, Letitia, Armani.
Huh?
Did you walk tonight?
To Letitia.
No, I started to walk performance tonight, honey, when they was giving that little chant, honey. But I was like, oh, no, that's all right. Yes, but I mean, I had a nice – you coming with me? You about to leave?
Who's coming with you, Naima?
We're going around there to get something to eat, and then we're going back over here. All right.
Where you going, Naima? Who's talking you on to?
Okay, you know I heard y'all this phone, but y'all have nosy as island, what, honey? Y'all want to be in everything but a hurt on this phone. I'm going around there, honey. Where's Kelly at? Because she want to be in it.
She's got to go to bed. She has things to do in the morning.
Keep calm. I'm here.
You know, she be trying to block my set in the background.
Miss Thing, keep calm, Miss Thing. All three of my iPhones are set, Miss Thing. I will be up, Miss Thing, okay?
Okay.
They released you with all three of your iPhones, Kelly?
Yes, all three of my iPhones are set. I got one on one end table, one on the other end table, and I got one on my chest, and they all on these stands, honey, and they will all go off at 8 o'clock. I'll be up and dressed and out the house by 8:45. I'll be getting off the train by 9:35, honey. I'll be walking upstairs, and I'll be sitting in my pod by 10 o'clock.
And I'll say a special prayer for you.
Okay. And I thank you.
I'll say a little prayer for you.
Oh, yeah, I just want to let you know, Kelly, I have been talking to your little Instagram friend, honey, but he's here, so.
You said what?
He's my friend on Instagram, too, honey, and we chit chat.
I don't want no butch queen, I don't want no Zach, I don't want nothing, Naima. Bitch, you can have that, Naima, if you want to go get it, girl.
Calm
baby, give him all that foot long, girl.
Calm down.
Okay, baby, Naima, you
no,
call
I'm
me tomorrow and
we'll talk
tomorrow, honey. Call me tomorrow after 3 o'clock and we'll talk, honey.
Okay. So what's
okay.
on your over there, Jason?
What do you say, Naima?
Are they going ready to fight? Wait a minute. Are they going ready to fight? Oh.
Oh, you better videotape it, bitch.
Y'all not recording?
Come on, Sal.
Get the tea.
Okay.
What are you doing up, honey? Over there being a whole bunch of bottoms. I'm over here. Top section.
Yeah, baby. They over there being a whole bunch of bottoms, and you standing
wait,
right there.
Wait,
with all
no, y'all not going to pay that she just said she was over there in the top section.
Yeah, I just said that, Jason. She over there in the top section cruising. See who she going to take around the corner in the club.
Hold on.
You
wait,
know.
I'm going to go over to the boy. Just get in the car with me. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to get him on here to say hi. Hey, how are you?
Naima, you just a whole mess.
One minute.
Hey, Mama Jones.
Hey, Kelly Grove.
How you doing? Well,
I'm doing good. Just listen to me and Naima.
Why you ain't go camping with Jeremy?
I don't do all of them bugs.
Oh. I know that's why.
Hello.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Naima, he ran from you?
Yeah,
oh,
baby, he seen those feet.
No, honey, he right there next to the car.
He seen those feet and he hit it.
Ooh. Hey. Mwah. So,
Naima, you
so
are
Kelly,
out social climbing tonight?
No, I'm not, Cal. Calm down. You be trying it, Kelly. Y'all be trying to clock my set. Let me go meet my phone again, honey. Because, you know, Miss Kelly, she is nosy, child. She'll be trying to get into voices and trying to piece it together.
Naima, nobody don't want nothing. You got it. You can have it.
You can mute the Obama phone?
You said what? What is that, Tiffany?
Ooh.
No, I'm on my iPhone 5.
Oh.
Hello, sister. I'm on my
y'all
iPhone 5.
Y'all gonna keep attacking Anima. Y'all not gonna keep Anima. Y'all not gonna keep attacking that.
Y'all are crying.
No, because when I first understand, no, since I was a trainer, but I did say Anima. I didn't mean to say Anima.
And you know, Tiffany, I was kind of thinking the same thing because she
and y'all
was gagging,
and all of those voices, and some of those voices that y'all hear, y'all were gagging, honey, because those are sim queens.
Ooh.
Or drag, or whatever. Ciao. So what? So after the whole read session with you know, the last thing I did here before I went into the club was it was Marcus and Trey Garcon or something like that reading or going back and forth or something like that. Yeah.
Baby, Naima, let me just sum it up for you. No shade.
I'm going to talk
J-Rock
to you on my phone because I know my
and Trey Garcon, J-Rock Ebony and Trey Garcon of the Gulf Coast. Came through the radio show and shitted on my Brista. No shade. Now, J-Rock, the proper introduction would have been, okay, since you want to talk about this, let me bring Trey Garcon on. And we still would have let Trey Garcon come on because we live for that. No shade. It's Trash Talk Tuesday. So, of course, it was proper for him to come on to the show. But a little FYI, you know, would have been cute. But no shade, you shitted for what you did.
Okay.
My brother didn't do anything.
I mean, I heard a little bit of it because I heard, like, you know, Trey, seeing when he said,
honey,
Marcus was,
he
like, talking
shit
all
it.
Over him.
Catch those archives. I didn't shit on nobody. I didn't do anything. I just was like,
honey,
hey,
I just wanted my brother to listen to the radio. And, you know, he just had to
shit it on
talking.
Him.
You know?
Damn, you just shit it on
Girl,
him.
Trey don't even like you,
Jason. Shit it on him. Brother little nigga on the phone, then you shit it on him.
You see, Marcus is going to light you.
Y'all is a nasty.
If he's still listening.
Marcus is going to light
no,
you.
No, Marcus is with his
name one.
Right now. That's going to be his lover in about a week or two.
Ooh.
Huh?
Ooh.
No, that's my Briss. I tell my Briss. First of all, J-Rock, you already know. I already posted it on Dex's post up on Facebook that y'all shitted on him. So trust and believe, I'm not like fake bitches. I'm not like a lot of these fake bitches on the West Coast. I will say what I say to the person and let them know that I said it and what exactly I said. And this is recorded, so I really know.
He's on my phone number.
He's on
my phone
number.
All
right, Mitchie, damn it.
He's on my phone number.
I mean, shit, we all are human. Bitch, we all adults. People all have opinions every fucking day. Get the fuck over it. If a bitch got something to say, let the bitch say it. I respect a bitch that'll say it to my face than a bitch that's not going to say a motherfucking thing and sit up in a motherfucking house meeting and motherfucking try to read. Okay.
Boom. Guess who stepped in the room?
Boom. Oh, well. Chanel.
Chanel.
Oops.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Not too goddamn much now.
Nigga, you need to be timing in this thing.
Y'all know Tiffany come through every now and then.
Okay. She got that ass right on though.
What y'all giving?
Oh, yes, they about to have a party.
No. Oh, shit.
It's a party, it's a party, it's a party. It's a party, it's a party, it's a party.
Y'all just said Naima gave right. What y'all giving?
Naima and those other fellas with titties out there about to run a trade on those boys.
Okay, because it is no shame. For every 10 girl, every 10 female figures standing out there, one of them is soft. And it's probably only about 13 of them out there.
Yeah, she's a soft girl.
That's the one out of all y'all. If it ain't 20, then no shame. Trishay the only soft one out there.
Yeah,
Trishay's the soft
girl out there. Yeah.
Put this thing on the phone, honey. Put my sister on the phone.
Kelly like that, baby.
Like that.
What's up, man? Like that, baby.
Trishay.
What's going on, Shayla?
Who's on the motherfucking line like that?
This is Michi, bitch. Like that.
And Armani.
Like that, bitch. What's up, bitch? Like that.
Hello, babies like that. I'm all the way in Baltimore.
Bitch, when you come to motherfucking California, bitch, you need to come back to the Bay, bitch.
Too much.
I'm coming back in a week. Mark your calendar.
I'm sorry, Trishay. Some of these other girls have something to say.
Trishay,
thank you for that turkey. Thank you for that turkey you stole for me, girl. Thank you.
Jeff, don't be entertaining, Penny.
Okay, the girls are out in Baltimore tonight. Okay.
Yeah, they are out, honey.
You got legendary Trishay Khan, legendary Lil James Khan.
Okay, the Khans are out in Baltimore tonight.
Oh, yeah, they definitely. There was a couple of them up in
there. It's a motherfucking confrontation in Baltimore tonight, okay?
You got the legendary Naima Ebony Spectator out.
Don't try it. Just tell her.
Okay, Kelly, keep it cute. Okay.
Naima.
I can't keep it cute, Michi, mistake, because I'm ugly. I'm ugly, mistake.
That is what Khadija said, I didn't know she.
I'm ugly, mistake, bitch. I can't keep it cute, but it would be an ugly bitch to call another bitch out there.
No, she said you're a tall, big, ugly, depressed nigga, is what she said.
It would take another bitch to call a bitch that's pretty, bitch, ugly.
Yes,
honey,
mother.
I'm getting it hard because y'all girls want to play, bitch. It's cold.
Miami, you got a car, girl.
Yes, I drive my mother car. I'm going to get my motherfucking Benz, honey, in about 2 weeks.
She said, yes, I drive my mother car.
I do. It's the truth.
Naima.
No, I said, girl, you got a car. Like, girl, you have your own vehicle, girl. She said, yes, I got my mother car.
Bitch, I drive her car. Yes, I drive her car, honey. But my Benz is coming out in about 3 weeks, bitch. I'll have my motherfucking S550, honey, stunting on the girl.
Come on through, sister, because you make one coin.
Naima.
And I thank you.
Huh?
I need some MAC makeup, Naima.
Oh, sure. How much you need? I got you.
I just need something to say, you know, something to hold me over for the time being, you know.
What you need? Like, you need like a 3 or 5? How much you need?
Like a 3, yeah, you know. I like little something, something, you know.
Wait, what about
the man? All right, I got you this weekend. I can hit for you by Sunday.
Yes, honey. I need me some Mac, honey, bitch. You know, I'm tired of, you know, I'm a real bitch, Miss Snake, bitch. I'm tired of going to the Mac stealing the sample.
Oh, you're zipping yourself. Put this down there. Thank you. It's cold. It's turning its heat on.
Oh, Naima, you about to bust those cakes up tonight?
Oh, girl, I'm so glad I don't have y'all on speakerphone, because I was about to put you on speakerphone so I can put my speakerphone on, but bitch, I'm not. Because you know what you say.
Wait a minute. Naima, you about to go judge somebody, like put your foot long up in some sound?
Yes,
no,
Miss Say. She
I'm
about to wear that little biscuit out, Miss Say, to stay in the passenger seat, Miss Say.
Oh, my. Oh, the Carlos Rossi just started turning to my stomach.
Okay, y'all,
speakerphone,
so don't try it, y'all.
Why not? Yo, what's up, y'all? What's the deal, my nigga?
Yo, what's up, my nigga? Yo, my nigga in the car. Let me say this one thing, my nigga. Run. Run like hell.
See, y'all not doing, y'all not interviewing right. You're shorty in the passenger seat. What's your name, y'all?
That was my interview. Run like hell.
Naima, why he not talking?
Because they both of them is shy.
Oh, they shot.
Both of them.
Amen. Both of them.
Okay, well, commodity works, sis. You got a double for your trouble, bitch. Work
they
out.
They not talking already because they already had the foot log already. She got them trained.
Yo, what's up, y'all? If y'all, you know what I'm saying, is it a 2-for-1 or is it a 2-for-2? Because, you know, Kelly's sitting right. She only like an hour away from y'all. She could be there like 20 minutes.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
She
took us down like soldiers.
Michi.
Okay.
I do many things, Michi. But this Lily, don't go up in booty. I am not Naima. Okay, I don't do that, baby, okay? If I play with this Lily, I play with this Lily. Well, it's because we play with, by the Christians and the Catholic. What it's supposed to be play with, I do not put this Lily in booty. I leave that to Naima and the rest of the girls.
Yes.
Who you telling that lie to?
Naima. Come through, mother.
Naima, I'm dead serious. That's why I was telling you to call me, Naima. I got no reason. I'm a real bitch, Mistake. I got no reason to lie, Mistake. It don't work.
I can't.
What? I'm a real bitch.
I can't.
It don't.
It was over there smoking down, honey, in that little square. Over in the corner. From
Vaughn,
they were smoking down. I was trying to get in
the
best I saw. But don't worry, I got my blood in the house, so it don't even matter.
Oh, you ready, Naima? You got the blood and everything
for
them, Naima?
Oh, you know what?
All right, I'm ready. Hold up, my little nigga finna come through here and smoke with me.
Oops.
Mute my phone.
Mistake, all of y'all girls got dates. Jason, where your piece at, Jason?
I'm celibate.
I
don't have dates. I have several fans.
You got several fans.
Actually, what it's called, like, what it's called is fan mail that I choose to respond to personally.
Well, I had a fan. I had a fan right before the radio show.
Charlie, you've had several fans, and you still have fans.
Baby, I don't have
fans. Since I've known you, you've had fans before the radio, before you came on the show, when I would come to the clubhouse, you had
fans. I don't have fans. I like,
you always
have
like a butch queen or some type of little dyke running behind you.
No, I like relationships. I don't like fans, honey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a relationship type of sad.
You just had a fan come up to your apartment until you realized he had an extra bag with him.
Baby,
oh,
that was a long time ago.
That wasn't a relationship, Nee.
I thought you was talking about the one that just came before the show.
Oh. No, I wasn't, but since you brought him up, what's his name?
I don't know, Miss A. I don't know what his name is, but I know what his lips is.
You were home. You doing it like that, mother?
He said that thing you got between your legs.
I don't know what you're talking about. Beachy, you want to get you, Beachy, you want to get us hung up or?
I'm keeping it clean.
See, I told you, Beachy, you want to get us hung up or?
All right, child, enough of that bullshit, honey. I'm trying to go to bed, and I'm hearing all this nasty shit coming out of your mouth.
Kelly keeps coming through, jumping me off, get me started, and route up Miss Jasmine. And Kelly, everybody already know I feel some type of way because I have no game consoles that were released this
weekend.
Kelly, shut the fuck up. You don't have any, honey.
Oh, Beachy, let me send you my picture.
Bitch, you better post that picture on my wall. I know that.
Girl,
you will gag.
When I get up in the morning,
ain't another girl getting through with theirs. Miss Jasmine stuck through with hers, but ain't another bitch getting through with theirs.
Well,
you
I'm awake though,
because
you know when I get up in the morning to go to court, Michi, you're gonna still be in your bed because it's gonna be like 6 o'clock over there. So after I finish,
I'll be up getting dressed for work.
After I finish wand curling my hair, missing and putting my makeup on, I gotta take a picture and I gotta tag it to you.
You better hold on to that wand, baby, because you might need it. Because girl, you are going to gag.
I'm gonna tag it to you. Honey, you can't sit with us. They said they got another shipment coming in this weekend, Michi. You can't sit with us.
You know what? Fuck all you bitches with a PS4 or an Xbox One. Okay.
It's always a high butch queen that smokes weed that got a hate on other bitches.
First of all, hold on. Miss Jasmine.
As a matter of fact, Michi, I'm giving you a timeout, so I'm muting you since you woke me up with all this bullshit. And, girl, Miss Thing.
Yes.
You got 3 alarms, honey. You better be up in the morning.
Baby, I'm a boss-ass bitch.
Okay. Hey, honey.
Girl, I will be.
Miss Tiffany, honey. Tiffany, you over there trying to sound like you. Girl, what are you going through? Talking about you muted. You ain't been muted all night, honey. You all sound like you under the blankets and pillows and shit. What are you doing?
She eating.
You hear her? I'm not eating. I mean, Tiffany.
That bitch sound like she about 140 pounds, Miss Sarah.
Now she's talking about she feel approached. Girl, you too big to be approached.
But she attacking everybody, talking about why am I muted? Girl, you ain't muted.
I didn't attack nobody.
You got that Obama phone? You got that Obama phone tonight, Tiffany?
Oh, no, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it sounds like.
Yes, for the Obama phone.
Armani.
We lost Mama Jones and Shamika.
How are you?
Hey, Armani, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Congratulations on this weekend.
Thank you so much. I had fun. It was really fun.
I'm glad, and I like your post, and I like everything that you said, and it's so true. More people need to be like you when it comes to this ballroom and winning and stuff like that. Put all those egos and stuff to the side, honey.
Right. It don't take all that. I'm trying to, you know, each one teach one, help them along. Me and J-Rock.
Poor J-Rock. J-Rock, what did they do to you tonight?
They
and why is Icon? Yeah, that's another thing that got me out this damn bed. Miss Icon Penny, girl, what the fuck are you in my inbox for telling me to get you pictures of J Rock's dick because you want to see it?
Oh my god!
What the hell is up with you?
Well, if y'all need that picture, I still got Jason and J Rock pictures in my computer. Mistake when they accidentally
the
post them out.
Oh, you know what? Okay, Callie. Okay.
I still got them, but I'm not gonna send them out. But I still got them.
Michi, are you okay? Michi, did you finish smoking that blunt? Because you needed to calm down.
I ran out of Swishers, and my little daddy on his way over here now to come bring me some Swisher.
So what you're telling me is that out of all the stuff that Kai stole, she did not steal that computer.
You said what?
Out of all the shit that Kai stole, she didn't take that computer?
Ooh, computer.
Well, she was stealing money. She didn't need to steal materialistic things, honey. Oh. She was making enough with the coins.
Are y'all talking to me or somebody else? Y'all must be talking to Tiffany. I don't know what's going on.
They is camera on up in that store.
But it's fine again.
And
it was just a lot going on. Hold on, let me mute my phone again.
Naima got two dicks up in her car and two asses. She gonna take them out.
Ooh, Jasmine.
You are just nasty.
Are you just gonna let Naima hoe on the line like this? Is what they say?
I was about to get to the hoe, honey. Thank you, Tiffany. I was about to get to her. That's why I said, and Naima. Like, really? What are we going through? She got
two for the price of one.
Yeah, but she don't mind.
Yeah, but it is winter time, okay? And it is no motherfucking shade. It's almost Christmas time. As many as you can get in and get on your wish list, honey, it's no shade. If they willing to motherfucking,
well,
you know.
Well, y'all going through up there, but down here we still celebrating 80-degree weather, honey. It's 65 degrees right now. It'll be 80 again tomorrow. So it don't feel
well,
like
nobody's
going to die.
Well, right now in Sacramento, California, the current temperature is 62. We were at a high earlier today of 74 degrees. It felt so wonderful just to step outside of my office and feel the warm breeze.
Where's Mama Jones?
We lost
laying in a casket.
Ooh,
y'all just say the most ignorant stuff.
So Jasmine, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was really good.
I haven't talked to you.
I haven't talked to you either, but let's not talk about Thanksgiving right now. We'll talk about all that tomorrow. Tomorrow, please tune in. Tomorrow's going to be a fun episode of the State of Emergency. But, Miss Naima, what are you doing, girl?
Not out here getting my life, honey. Yeah, where y'all going?
You sound like you're getting your
life.
Yes, out
here. Just had myself a nice little time, honey, at ALS. It was just good to get out, honey, from all the whole work week that I've been doing already, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been out here making moves,
doing?
Honey. It's holiday time, you know. Every you know, work has been busy.
Girl,
don't try me.
Girl, what seasonal job you working at?
Oh, I'm Santa Claus. So you know, I make things happen.
I know that's right, Tiffany. I mean, Naima, I know that's right. Inbox me. Make it happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got you.
I'm trying to get on the Mac bandwagon, too. What's up with them cars, honey, Shawty?
What, Tiffany? What the hell is Tiffany?
I need more Mac. I need more stuff.
Wait, you talking to me?
Did I hear correctly that Kelly said that she's
too? They said you a consultant for Mac.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me walk across the street. Hold on. Cause I can't hear
I
y'all
thought you was in your
hold
car.
On.
What the hell?
No. I'm in front of, I'm over here in front of Mama's, but hold on. I'm walking across the street. Wait a minute.
Yes, legendary Mama's, I live.
Okay, now
You know what? For all these people that's putting up these different houses, names next to their picture.
Oh, yeah, they're coming off the avenue. And it's the Chanel.
Let
the Chanel
it go.
The
first
there.
Of all, J-Rob, I
well,
that's not Chanel because I put a lot of Chanels on did that tonight. But now here you want to come your dry, crusty, bald-headed ass talking about people putting up their
stuff. I'm not bald-headed.
I mean, what
he has a bald face, Tiffany, bitch. Respect it.
But wait a minute, what was y'all asking? Who asked me something? Somebody asked me. Was that Tiffany?
Well, first I was asking. I just heard that you're a consultant for Mac. I wanted a car too, but that ain't what I'm talking about. I was
a consultant,
girl.
She ain't got no cars.
I can't hear nothing she's saying,
know,
y'all, because y'all keep talking over her. Now, what are you saying again, Tiffany?
Not even paid, girl. I just was saying I heard you was a consultant for Mac, girl. I wanted to get in on I needed some supplies as well. But I was really asking you, did you see the video of Khadijah? Is your body hard?
Oh, I'm the one. I think Kelly took that video from out of my off of my what's the name or something because I had the same video. I had three
wait,
different
can,
videos
can,
of
can
that
we,
night.
Oh, Naima,
can we stop
Naima,
for 1 minute?
Hold on, sister. Naima, I didn't take anything off of anything, Naima. I have the original motherfucking video.
I was going to say because you know I had
okay.
I have it in three different parts.
I don't do copyright infringement mistake. Okay.
Wait a minute.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, Kelly. Don't hate. It's okay.
No, it is something wrong with that, honey. I have the right to that video, Naima.
Damn. But Tiffany, I'm not just the Mac consultant, honey. I can make moves, honey, to get you anything you want wherever you want it.
Oh, girl, you know my children.
Girl, if you're serious about making moves, then you really need to inbox me, Naima.
Okay, no shame, honey, because I need some more NW50.
Naima, baby, make sure I get mine before you, consult with everybody else, please.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk tomorrow.
Hold on, I don't think anybody on this phone has a birthday coming up. My birthday is next week. Naima, inbox
I don't think anybody on this phone is about to go on vacation and they need all their products for the drug program.
You're not going nowhere. Why would you even say something like that?
I need all my products for the drug program, Miss Thing. I need to sit for the train in the drug program.
Naima.
Oh, shit. Huh?
Naima, do you have a PS4 or Xbox One?
I have a PS4 as of yesterday because it's the new day today. So I just got the PS4.
Oh, well, fuck you, too.
I know that's right. All PS4 girls can stay on the line.
Catch.
All PS4 girls.
If I tell you I was playing,
can stay on the line.
I was playing my AK-14 today on my PS3 a little while ago before I came on the show, and I was pissed the fuck off. I need a motherfucking PS5 today.
Can we talk about Icon Penny? Why are you asking all the people for dick pictures? You asking Bishop and J Rock.
Always out here with her dusty ass, honey.
Well,
over
Jasmine,
here.
Penny is asking about J Rock because J Rock put that post up talking about he got 8 inches and it massages walls. You didn't see that?
J Rock got. No shade. I just saw J-Rock in D.C. You shut the fuck up. Girl, go put a motherfucking turkey neck bone in your mouth, bitch, and suck and shut the fuck up. Put a neck bone in your mouth and suck the meat out, bitch, and shut your ass up. Shit. Yeah. Now, nigga, you're hungry. Hunger Games. Calm down. Keep calm. Hunger Games.
She said, you know, you sitting over there trying to see his meat. She said, you go across the street, okay? You want to get everything but a
hot wait a minute.
You try to get a hot dog. Wait a minute. What she's not going to do?
It is my
mother
that's going to
hear this.
Huh?
You know what I mean, sir?
You know what I mean?
What?
Miss Naima.
That's right.
I come, Penny says she wants your picture, too.
Oh.
Oh, my God, Naima.
Baby, that's one thing I can say about that lady. That's, hold on.
Not Naima picks, too.
She wants Naima picks, too.
She got dusty ass on somewhere, honey. Hello?
Yes.
She out here
smiling like the motherfucking sewer down the doggone street, but you got nerve to read somebody. The thing you ought to read.
Who?
Were you even in the club? You. Oh, okay.
Beat
that
bitch
name. It's the radio show on the phone, and they are reading you. Trust me, they're reading you. They said you're so late that you haven't even arrived yet. That's what they said. They said you're so late, you haven't even been born. What you're not going to do is give my brother too much. It don't even matter.
Who is that broke bitch standing outside of Mama's?
Okay.
Who is she arguing with?
You are not going to give my brother too much.
Now, Emma, who is you arguing with?
Because, bitch, I will tag you on Facebook right now just so he can read you. He's not in your inbox. Trust me, he's not in your inbox.
Damn well,
trust me,
you
got in
your
inbox.
Who is that
inbox.
Nigga?
J-Rock, let me tell
okay.
you something. I'm not mad. Draymond would not have you on a drunk night. Don't do it.
Damn.
No, I didn't. Never that, honey.
Who is she arguing with?
Oh, she arguing with.
Who
did you say? Who is she arguing with?
Oh my god, y'all
trying to pay it. Tiffany, did you still say who was he arguing with?
What Tiffany?
Y'all
is a kid. They're not talking to you.
No, I know. I'm saying. Who they
beating
in?
They're not beating anybody.
Naima.
No, they're not talking about
Milan's
sex tape, child.
Child,
we've never
been 10 hours ago.
What's up, Milan's sex tape? Okay, hold on, because I missed that part.
Child, you missed that sex tape.
Yeah, I missed it too, honey.
I did not miss the sex tape. No shade. I didn't miss
but
that.
Who
I didn't want to watch it, but clearly I was like, what is this?
Soft porn.
Yeah.
It was removed, though.
Y'all are late.
Tomorrow's topic is going to be porn, honey. That's what we're talking about, porn.
I can't be a part of that show.
If Milan calls you back tonight, I'm going to tell him to tune in tomorrow. I have a few questions for him.
Yeah, because
the girls are saying that he posted. I don't know how VidStar works and all that other little tweeting do. Maybe y'all can do research, or maybe Marcus, Mr. Know It All, my breath, will enlighten me and educate me on VidStar. But I know it was up, and from what the girl said, that Milan must have posted up himself or had somebody post it up for him, because they said the video was down within an hour and a half later. It was no longer able to be viewed. So they're saying that he did that for a publicity stunt. I don't know, but I do want to get the tea. I called my Brits earlier today. She didn't answer my call, honey. So, I want to know, was it a publicity stunt? That's all I want to know.
Well, it didn't work if it was.
On the show tomorrow.
I mean, why do something like that?
But
It wasn't
because somebody pointed out to me earlier. Somebody pointed out to me earlier. It was like, no, Shane. Every time Milan comes on the radio show or any platform, he always says when you approach him about publicity and things that people are saying, he always says, you know, it's no shade. Oh well, the girls can keep talking. I love when they talk because all bad publicity ends up turning out to be good publicity. And I mean, you know, he's a rising artist. So if you're trying to be an artist, but then you have the scandals coming out, then the people are going to know, like, okay, well, who is he? Because he has these scandals, then he has music coming out, and you know, it all plays a part in building who you are in the music industry. I know.
So you call that music?
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. His little song that he did, the little B tour, was really, really cute. Because when I listened to it, I was listening to it in my car, so I had it in my little auxiliary cord, whatever. And my brother's
Oh my God,
car.
Bishop!
My
Michi, hold on, Bishop, come on.
Okay, this is I came up to the assumption. But we had stopped talking about Mulan Christopher. Okay, y'all ever heard of Pinky the porno star?
Heard
of Brian Pumper
yes.
the porno star?
Yes.
Both Pinky and Brian collaborated and did a rap video. They was rapping. They were showing their extra talent from them doing porn. Mulan Christopher is doing the same damn thing.
Bishop, Dwayne
tomorrow.
Woods, whatever your name is. Listen, we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Everybody that's horny and likes porn and all the rest of that stuff, we're going to talk about all that tomorrow, about the girls that
yes.
make the videos and then when they get released and everybody wants
and
to
do
have
you, what type of videos you
because
prefer?
The videos are out. So, yeah.
Let's talk about the girl from Family Matters.
The girl
and,
from Family Matters.
Yeah, J-Rock, I need you tomorrow talking about you massage walls and stuff.
But no shade. That video with Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush, I actually saw the whole live footage and no shade. It got me up. No shade.
Oh, can you send that to my inbox?
There's a video of Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush as well.
Yes, and there's one of her and Ray J as well.
Well, everybody knows
about
one
the
of
Ray
her.
J.
Ray,
I didn't know there was a Reggie
funny.
Bush.
I want to see that.
Now, the video with Kanye and the other girl. See, y'all, okay, when y'all see the boys, when y'all see the little trade at Walmart in your little grocery store saying, hey, I got DVDs, you need to look at their list and ask them, what else do you have? Because you're going to get, they're going to have that shit that you've been looking for, all the little stars and shit, the R. Kelly pissing and all that shit. They got that. And they have that.
I
ran into one of
R. Kelly pissing on no damn body.
I did see that years ago. No shade.
I just got a message, Michi. Tiffany said, shut the fuck up.
Tell that Hunger Games bitch to motherfucking go to a drive.
She will let R. Kelly piss on that makeup.
R. Kelly piss on your makeup.
Bishop?
What the fuck?
R. Kelly can piss on me, bitch, for the right amount. And he got the coin that I need for her to piss on me, too. So he can piss on me. And ain't nobody on this motherfucking phone gonna tell me if R. Kelly pulled out $3 million on a motherfucking suitcase certified
fund. That's
why
you didn't
get a PS4,
because you talking like that.
Baby, if he pissed on me, I'm gonna have a PS4 and then some. I'm gonna have a house full of PS4.
Is my phone ready?
Well, you're gonna be singing Christmas carols outside of Best Buy.
Oh, I'm going to sing Silent Night.
I'm sorry,
my mute button came off. Hold on, I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
This is Tony Dates on the radio. What kind of shit is that?
Naima is too much.
It's the holiday.
Where Shamika got disconnected? Don't forget, y'all. Tomorrow is American Horror Story.
We're gonna be talking about that tomorrow
during the show.
Is it a new one?
Jasmine Scandal.
Jasmine,
yeah.
I caught up on the show.
The new one.
I caught up on the show, Jasmine. That show nothing
Which
but
one?
The truth. The Axeman. her fall, her she gonna fall in love with the Axeman. She's gonna truly fall in love with the Axeman, and the Axeman, they coming
Tiffany.
For her.
I don't think you for that.
I want to tell y'all, I got me 4 wings and fries with gravy all over, salt, pepper,
and a half and half jumbo. Yes.
Well, we know you won't be the bottom tonight.
Fried chicken on the curry out.
Child, the way this box is set up, honey, won't look. The way this box is set up, honey, won't nobody be getting under this.
Yeah. Or even a curry out up the street from the club.
So Jasmine, what you said the topic tomorrow is porn and what else?
Porn, honey, porn.
Oh, porn. I'm gonna call in, but I don't think I need too much on there because I, you know.
You don't watch porn.
I mean, yeah, I watch it, but you know, I don't watch
of
it like
course
that.
She does.
I'm gonna be so ready.
Well,
we're
gonna talk about
porn.
The girls that expose themselves in porn videos, and then they want to have temper tantrums when it gets released.
Yeah.
It's no shade. I reported this last year when I was a cast member. Did I not talk about the computer full of fucking videos roar?
But
yes,
it was supposed to be 9
mm-hmm.
people fucking them, Tiffany. It was only one person fucking them in that video that we saw.
I said it was multiple videos. That ain't the only goddamn one. I
well, I need to
multitude.
See the one when he was getting gangbanged.
Huh?
Ooh. I hope that one's better.
They said he was doing it bareback.
Well, he was that.
And so what, bitch? If you fucking
hard. I did softcore porn.
You did hardcore porn.
Softcore, baby.
What the hell is hardcore porn? Is that when they pee
you
on
never
you?
See me on a, you never see me on a video. Except for a softcore wrestling video.
Jason, he did softcore
porn. Actually, I did it in buns.
You did it in buns. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, we took the we took the photo shoot in Club Buns. Yeah.
Oh, I need to sit down in this car, honey, and pack some of this food.
I should come over there and perform
tomorrow night and take all them Fem Queens coins. When you was doing it in the car.
You said what?
What about when
I never did it? I never did it in no car, man. Where y'all getting that from?
Oh, they was lying on you.
Yeah, if I did it in the car. It was between somebody that probably don't even listen to this show, and probably matter of fact, they're not like that.
Were they straight?
Yeah, they was doing it to Bishop, and you just asked, was they straight?
Well,
how you know they was doing it to me?
I don't fucking know what he said.
Well,
he
how
said,
you know they was
I
doing
did
it to me?
Well, I don't.
And the thing
I
is, I never
want...
did nothing in the car.
I don't want to think about it. Well, they didn't say y'all did it in the car. They said y'all did it by the car or behind the car.
By the car. Never did nothing by no
car.
Never did nothing by no car with no transgender woman.
I don't want that man. I don't want that man calling into this show. So.
You talking about Dick Gregory?
I won't say that name.
That's he who shall not be named. That motherfucker's name is Lord Baltimore.
Hey, you know, at the end of the day, we all hoes. Naima about to be a hoe right now.
Excuse me.
I am nobody.
You don't even know me. Forget that, honey.
Well, you just outside.
I am a Christian. I am celibate
outside
for the next 30 days. I am celibate until Easter.
I should come and
so
perform tomorrow and take all you Fem Queens money tomorrow.
Are you mad over there, Bishop?
You know he want that. You know he want that Subway for
I just thought about that. Y'all all live in the same city. Y'all need to go over there and have a gangbang.
Girl, bye. The devil is alive.
Nah, man, no.
I live in New York now.
But hey, Naima, tell Letitia I said what's up, and tell her I said hey, beautiful.
You talk about they need to go over there and have a gangbang. What you mean, Naima need to go and run a trade on them?
Y'all
need to hang Callie out because she's trying it. Damn, well, the white woman going to come on in a few minutes and say, are your bills piling up? So people need to start saying good night.
I can't wait to march the show. Good night, y'all.
Are your bills piling up? Do you need to be paid?
Getting ready to go in his room and dream about Naima and Kelly taking turns.
Yeah.
He got a dream about me. I'll be in D.C. next week.
Okay, I love y'all, Dan. Jazz, I'm going to call. Oh, you know how to do it over there? Okay, all right, hold on.
Good night, mother. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Armani. Call in tomorrow, Armani.
Okay, I will if I can.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Calvin, is you still here?
Where are we going?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You've been child. If I didn't see your name, you've been quiet all night. Oh, my God.
I know, I was just listening.
Child, truly, you was just listening.
Who is that?
That's Calvin.
Oh,
he's been quiet as a mouse pissing on cotton all fucking night. If it wasn't the fact that I was looking at switchboard to start muting y'all to say goodnight, I wouldn't have realized he was still there.
They've been on the radio show all night and ain't said nothing.
Okay, well, I'm gonna can y'all still hear me?
Yes, girl, we can hear
you.
And we can hear them boys.
No, honey, I had to mute it so y'all wouldn't get into who number I was getting. But anyway, I want to say, like, good night. I love y'all, Dan. I love you, Jazzy. And I'm, Jason, I'm going to call you tomorrow with Callie or something, before Callie, so we can talk. And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Bye,
good
night, name.
Love you, Callie. Love you, too. All right.
Meety, say your good night.
Good night.
Remember whatever alleyway was
say good night.
Oh, I'm sorry. God bless you all and good night. And remember to keep it real. Fake is not the thing of 2014. God loves the real people.
Night, Meety.
Who is Justin?
Hello?
Yes.
I'd rather eat motherfucking crumbs with
that
bugs than
the
eat motherfucking steak with these fake-ass motherfucking snakes in the ballroom. I am the legendary one herself. Are you the one?
Thank you, Callie. Okay, J-Rock. Calvin, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Good night, Calvin.
J-Rock.
Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany, is she still there?
Yes, Jasmine.
Tiffany, say good night to the girls, honey.
Good night, love. That's all I need to say. Y'all still can't take the D-O-double-L.
The D-O-double-L. Good night, Tiffany, Charles. J-Rock.
We still can't take the UGLY, but anyways, if 2014, if 2014 is for the real people, I'm not that bitch. Wrap it up. Good night.
Good night, J Rock.
Good night.
I'm about
brother.
To go, so Jason, you can say good night last. Everybody, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. The five of y'all that be calling in. Yeah, have a good night. Bye.
I want to thank you all again for listening to Trash Talk Tuesday with Jason Bridge, J-Rock Bridge, Calvin, Tiffany, and all of those people that sit in with us. Make sure again you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency, where we will be talking about porn. What's your fetish? What do you like? What don't you like? What gets you off? What gets you on? With the CEO, Jasmine Couture herself. Until then, God bless, be safe, and remember what you do. You do to you.